Hi.
The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Did you know that Care was awarded the Lennox 2024 Partner of the Year Award? You didn't? I read it in HVAC Illustrated. I love their swimsuit issue. So here's my new tagline for Care Heating and Cooling. Obnoxiously efficient. They don't like that, but I like it. Don't wait for your furnace or AC to crap out. Get on their care plan so you never have to worry about it. Pick up this month's HVAC Illustrated. Some tasteful nudity. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels from the Winter Olympics in Italy. Mitch Marner with an overtime game-winning goal to help Team Canada come from behind to beat Chechnya 4-3 in the men's hockey quarterfinals. Getting started shortly, going to be Team USA against Sweden. American skier Mikaela Shiffrin ended an 8-year medal drought today by taking gold in the slalom with 3 Olympic gold. Shiffrin now has the most in alpine skiing by an American. From football, Kansas City Chiefs have reworked the contract of quarterback Patrick Mahomes to create salary cap space. This moves more than $54 million of his salary into signing bonus. And in college football, Northern Illinois today named former Ohio State safety Rob Harley as their interim coach, replacing Thomas Hammack, who left for an assistance job with the Seattle Seahawks. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. With a 98% customer satisfaction rating and thousands of five-star reviews, the choice is clear. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I deem this a good, clean Wednesday. So what that means is the email inbox is open all show long. You can throw in anything you want to talk about today. It could be a question for me. It could be a question for our pal Joshua Perry. Hello, Joshua.
Howdy.
It could be about yourselves. It could be for Panama Ted. Also, we've got guests coming on today. We've got Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran from 10 TV at 3:30. We got name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Jackets back on the ice today. I think Nicole was actually out there, so we can kind of hit on that topic from a couple of angles. You got questions for them? Throw them to the email inbox, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We've got so much to talk about here. Panama Ted, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Tress, how are you doing?
Doing good, Mike.
All right, everybody is here. Like I said, couple of the segments we got, Leather Jacket Time, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. We got to talk some Buckeye basketball. They got the big win yesterday. But I'd just like to say congratulations to Paul Keels for kicking his disease, because yeah. I saw that he was dead.
Right.
And then he came back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this past weekend, the Facebook bots had him with a terminal illness.
Yeah.
I think he had a parasitic disease
mm-hmm.
from the screw worm invasion.
Right.
Oh, man.
Eats the skin.
Mess you up, man.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
he had just open pores.
Yeah.
But those doctors at OSU, man, they fixed him right up. They
revived him.
They
really
got him back on the update desk in no time.
You know, it was great to see him in here today. It was a surprise to all of us who read that article, certainly, but to know that he is upright and doing well just warmed my heart.
It was really surprising because, I mean, I believe everything that I read.
Oh, certainly.
As everybody should.
Yes.
As everybody should.
Yes.
Especially if you see it on Facebook. And if it looks like it's like a Brutus Buckeye kind of blending in with a skull and crossbones, like, and it has a really cool name, like the Buckeye Hunter or something,
yeah.
Like, then you know that everything is true.
All right.
Archie was not doing well also, so
let's talk about
shout out to him.
Facebook, because there are a lot of unctivities, to bring back a word from yesterday, that happened on Facebook as well. And these AI articles are getting out of control. The other
thing is a good thing, by the way. I think if we found something.
I think we definitely did.
I partake in a lot of them.
A lot of credit for that. I'm a partaker in the unctivities as well, but I get mad at the older unks sometimes. But anyway, we need to chill out on these AI cartoon versions of ourselves that people are posting where it's like, oh yeah, you know, like tell ChatGPT to do an AI cartoon of you based off of your page and what you don't do that anymore.
See, that's not see what happened was is the algorithms have been so out of hand for me lately, and we're trying our best to clean that up. And what I see people asking Grok is like, take away the bikini
yes.
from this angle
yes.
or put me in a micro bikini from this angle. That's I'm missing all the, oh, do a fun little,
no.
make me into
you gotta
Mario
go on,
and Luigi.
You got to go on Facebook to see
those.
The cartoon versions of people.
Okay.
The Twitter AI is a very different thing. The
Twitter. Twitter's out of control.
It is. It is.
It's a cesspool smut
of
and filth.
Pornography.
It's porn. It's
it is.
Straight
That's
up
what
porn.
It is.
They should be disgusted.
And
with
so
themselves.
The take the bikini off thing is like wild. Just to open up your page and not. I go to the following page mostly now because that's clean. The For You is a disaster.
Wanna, right? Yeah.
The
following
other one
only
that yep. I see that is hilarious is there will be an interracial couple that'll have a photo. And somebody will be like, hey, Grok.
What's our baby?
No. Swap their skin tones. And it's so funny to see the result. It is hilarious.
Oh, my God. It really is. I don't know what to say. I don't think the seeing yourself in cartoon form. Like maybe there's just some overexhaustion.
It's
of
just
that.
Yeah, it's an unctivity.
Who hasn't played around with ChatGPT and tried to like doctor? This was like a year ago when I'm because this is the unk in me. I'm trying to figure out what's this thing do with the images, right? I wanted it to make me dunking on Michael Jordan. And then, of course, it's like, oh, well, we can't do Michael Jordan, but we could take a guy that kind of looks like Michael Jordan.
A bald, black guy.
And I was like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Looks like Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yes, a
yeah.
bald black man.
A bald black man
is what they,
is what they
threw
gave
out there.
You. Here, it's the idea that only people over 40 and certainly nobody under 35 are doing these cartoons. That's why it's an unctivity that's bothering me. And by the way, I'm a part of the conspiracy community. I think they're collecting your data for facial recognition. So if you want to offer that up to them, that's perfectly fine. I'm not going to make it any easier than it probably already is. I'm just not going to feed it to them. But all the unks are.
I'd be okay because they got you. They got you. Then they've had us for a long time. So as far as the facial recognition stuff and the kind of data that they're keeping on us, they've got it all. We've all had that weird, you know, find out moment where you know that you didn't have any like recording thing open on your phone. You were just having a discussion with your significant other. And maybe you do have like a speaker, like a Google Nest or an Echo. I'm just going to, hey, Google everybody. And everyone's phone's going to go wild right there. And there goes mine. Right. And it's starting to like send a text to someone, but you've all done that. And then it's like shown you the ad
right.
or it's shown you a video or something that you were just talking about. What's really crazy is, and it's probably happened to you too, where you're thinking about something.
Yes.
You're thinking quietly in your own head, and then it'll feed you something. Oh, I know you wanted to see this Hoosiers clip from Norman Dale. And then boom, there he is.
It's really sick.
Giving you the locker room speech.
But they're collecting your data every which way. Applying for a job. I think certain companies only post jobs to collect data and then sell it. There's not even actually a job.
I want them to go like full Minority Report to where like you can just scan my eyeballs.
I don't want that, man.
Did you ever see that movie?
No, with
Tom Cruise
I've seen
Colin Farrell. You're a fan of that one, Teddy? That's a good one, right?
That's a scary
Spielberg,
one. Yeah,
right?
They had the precogs.
The precogs. So they would
know. Yeah.
Yeah. This was kind of the plot of the movie is they have these like crazy like dudes and gals that like sleep in a liquid chamber and they can like see the future and so they try to prevent crime. But then it's so far in the future you see some more kind of dystopian stuff, and when they're walking through like a subway station, I guess it's not a subway station, like a high speed train or whatever they maneuver light around rail. In. Yeah, it's like all the cars fly and they fly automatically. But for advertisements, it scans your retinal. And so it just shows you, like, it's got tailored, targeted advertisements
no,
for
thank you.
You. Kind of ahead of its time a little bit in scoping that out because Spielberg missed pretty much everything in Back to the Future and was just way wrong about 2015.
Yeah.
And what that future looked like.
I wanted
a little bit more Minority Report.
The pizza hydrator, mostly, was what I wanted from Back to the Future.
That was...
That would have been an innovation that I think... would have helped a lot of Americans.
Right. I mean, have a pizza seconds, quality pizza
hot
in a hydrolator, whatever they called that
yes,
thing.
And it didn't take very long. Like, that would be perfect.
I remember George McFly was hanging upside down.
Yeah.
That had, was like some sciatic.
Yeah.
Going.
It was like an inversion thing.
Yeah. Like an inversion back treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, out on the golf course. So, good job for Buckeye basketball. We're going to get more into this, but I mean, banner night for the team, and they needed it. Like, look, they're not off the bubble line by any means. They've got a lot more work to do, but that was a win that they were starving for. They were desperate for, and I just want to give credit where credit's due because I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop.
No
I kept waiting in the second half for when Wisconsin is going to wake up, make their run, and it never came. So Ohio State got out to that double-digit lead early. Wisconsin had, you know, a little bit of runs there. I think they cut it to six at 2 points in the first half. But then when that second half came along, it was Ohio State putting the pedal to the metal. And the start from Devin Royal, he knew he needed to step up for his team. He knew that that performance against Virginia was unacceptable. And he was there the entire way.
Yeah, I mean, it was really good to see the score and some of the posting after the game. There was one that I was like clocked out by time the game started, unfortunately, so I didn't get to see it. But you start going through the box score, and as you mentioned, Royal and his performance, phenomenal there. We talked yesterday about efficiency and opportunities to score for this Ohio State team, and that's something that showed up for him. But the one thing that we felt like we needed to see was a defensive performance that you could hang your hat on. And I think we got that from them as well. So
yeah,
in terms of getting a win that they needed, I think it was like, yes, we're here for that. We like that. They definitely needed to get that win. But also the way that they did it, too, makes me feel a lot better about the win itself.
Let's keep talking about this because there was also a quote after the game that you probably missed. I love the way it was phrased. We'll give that to you next. Joshua Perry is in today. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane if you're on southbound 71 on the north side at Cook Road. And also expect some holdup due to a crash that's on Dublin Road at Twin Rivers Drive. This report is sponsored by Fusion, where it's lobster season. Columbus, get ready for the main event. The limited-time lobster sushi roll is here. Freshly made with Luke's Lobster, pickled fennel, Luke's Secret Mayo, and, of course, a side of clarified butter. It's lobster season at Fusion. Check them out at Fusion.com. That's F-U-S-I-A-N. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Scattered shower chances wrap up as we head into the afternoon. Otherwise, skies become mostly sunny with highs in the mid to low 60s and gusty winds. Increasing clouds tonight with our lows in the 40s. And then for Thursday, mostly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low 60s. We see chances of rain and storms develop as we head into the evening. And the best chance will be late overnight into early Friday. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Settling to the cuck chair.
That's right.
Daddy likes to watch.
I'm your daddy.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Daddy, what are you doing?
A funny quote I got to give you guys from the Buckeye basketball game last night in the aftermath. It was actually not from Jake Diebler, but I want to tell you real quick about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You see, there's a dreaded acronym. We call it ED. It stands for erectile dysfunction, and that thing will mess you up. Because I think we as guys, we understand how important the sex life is to the relationship. Supercharges it for you and for your partner. And ED can take all that away. It can create serious strain on your relationship as well. So talk to our guys at Tri-State Men's Health. Just go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com. They have two wonderful locations right here in Central Ohio. The one in Hilliard, closer to me. You can actually see inside Fishy's bay window when you're in the office. So that's fun. You can have lunch with them afterwards. You go, you get the $99 visit. You get the TMPSA test. If advised, you'll get the dose. And if that dose doesn't work in the office, well, don't worry. Then that visit is completely free. But they've got treatments with success rates over 90%. And some will have you lasting an hour or more. Dear God. So check them out. TriStateMensHealth.com. Before get back to the Buckeye basketball, Jacob Reimer is on the other side of the wall right here. Mm-hmm. Another just, he's a dirty, filthy North Carolina fan. But he's fine in my book because, like me, he's a college basketball purist. He loves it more than anything. And he had his phone open. He said, "Timmy, does this weather outside make you think of this?" And he hit the button. It was right there. Tell me you don't love this theme.
It's a great theme.
As much as some of the others that are out there from the different sports and different networks.
It's an elite theme.
It's classic.
Yeah.
This is actually the old version, too.
Yeah.
And it starts off with that power guitar slide. I didn't even realize this, but there's more than one that are in the system right here. So there's that one that you just heard. Make sure I stop that there. And then this one just says CBS NCAA Music. It's slightly different. That's got age to it.
Yeah.
You could tell by the recording.
I like it.
And now, like, I don't even think I have the most modern one in here because it's just, they kind of smoothed it out a little bit more. Still good. It's still fine. It's just great. I love how the NBA being back on NBC.
It's great.
Makes the John Tesh round ball rock work again. Yep. I always liked the song. We talked about this. I didn't think it was right to have round ball rock with Fox.
Agree.
With college basketball.
I totally agree.
It's a great song. It can just stay there. And then look, NBC got the contract back. Now we rolled out, and that was great when John Tesh was live at the All-Star game.
I mean,
that was so good.
It was the right way to do it. If I could throw in another little song that I do like, it's the
maybe
the,
I have it here.
The Fox music that they play when there's an injury and they got to go to commercial.
Oh my God.
Teddy,
I know.
For some reason, I like that one. Yeah. Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, Paul Keels has been attacked by screwworms. We'll be back. Third quarter, 5 minutes to play.
Yes. For some reason, this just, it, you know, I like the vibe. I don't like the fact that there's an injury, but I do like the little song.
Perry is down. We can see bone through skin.
Yes.
Third down and five. Back in just a minute. Panama Ted's head has been severed clean off of his body. Fourth quarter coming up. It's the NFL on Fox.
Oh, my God. What did I start?
Oh, my God.
But this right here.
That was good.
This is for me.
that is pretty good.
Never hoping for an injury, but I'd love to hear the song.
We got the CBS NFL theme. It's hard. goes on for 3 minutes. You could just put this one in your feed and let it play, man. Because we're in the off season. Bow, bow, bow. Oh, the guitar chords right there. This I think T-Bone actually wrote lyrics for this.
This would be a hell of a song to like walk into Costco to. You know, just like get your mind right.
Yes, especially if you're going into Costco or Sam's Club on a weekend.
Yeah, 100%.
Which just should not be done.
Yeah.
All right. So we love sports themes. They're a part of who we are. We all love them. So back to Buckeye basketball, and they get the 17-point win over Wisconsin last night. I did love hearing, I think Benetti was on the call. He's good. And they had the great Bill Raftery. Anytime Bill is out there, I felt... And look, Bill Raftery is really old. I felt listening to him last night, it might have been the first time he sounded like really old to me. But I love that dude, and he is college basketball. I've met him a couple times at the Schottenstein Center,
yeah.
And he could not be a nicer, more gracious guy. Just to, for a nobody like myself to just say hello to him, tell him like what I do, like loving the game. Loved you forever. Last time I said hey to him, it was Ian Eagle was there too.
Oh yeah,
like we had seats that were pretty good. That were like right by the broadcast position. And I know that's like not something they love, but I know a little bit about the timeline and how the operation works and if
when
they're on the air.
In.
Yeah, if it's an okay time, and I was only taking like 30 seconds of their time, just like a quick tap on the shoulder. I'm sure they get that a lot, but no, that was cool to hear him. But after the game. Greg Gard, Wisconsin's coach, who's done a marvelous job with that program, taking over for Bo Ryan and keeping that thing going and keeping Wisconsin basketball as a tournament team and chasing, you know, 20 to 25 win seasons. They've done just about everything up there outside of winning the national championship. Mm-hmm. And Bo had his time. They got to the game against Duke, said some bad things in the locker room, I remember. But anyway, Greg said after the loss, Adam Jardy had this, on his team kind of not having that bite. Because I think anyone that's watched this Wisconsin team recently knew that they were off. They were not on it. And as Ohio State, I don't take away from the win, just putting that out there, you step on their throat. If somebody looks like they're down or wounded a little bit or tired, no excuses, man. This is life in the Big Ten. You hit that throttle. You got a home game. It's a later night tip-off. Who cares? You'll get some... I mean, just talk to someone like Mick Cronin. Like, we'll talk to him. We'll hear him later in the show. You can be at a disservice or a disadvantage with the way the schedule breaks. But that being said, Guard said they're not robots. They're humans. Why doesn't Ohio State play like this all the time? They're all humans. They're 18 to 28, 29-year-olds. I thought, Greg... That's a great job out of you. That's a hell of a line. I don't know if anybody respected that the way that I did, because you probably just went right into the next thing and didn't even crack a smile. But to subtly state the way things are in college athletics, where NBA dudes, I mean, they're all 18 to former NBA dudes.
Yeah.
They're all 18 to 30-year-olds. They're just, they're trying to learn, okay? They're trying to do their best.
I was wondering where that point would come, where the guys would do the, oh, you know, they're 18 to 22. And I'd be like, I don't know about that. Like some of these, like
we
some
got
of these guys are
year olds. Yeah,
23 and 24
years. Yeah,
years
now.
Old. Like when were we going to get to that point where we had to adapt that phrase and to stretch it out to 28, 29 is absolutely hilarious. But it does put the context around the idea of like, yeah, they're still young dudes. Maybe some of them are a little bit older, but you don't know what you're going to get on a night to night basis with guys who are still in that developmental phase.
The question that's being asked now, and aside from just getting a great win and the marquee win so far, which again, it's not great to be saying that. I want to keep that where it is. I will feel better if they get two of the three against the biggies that they have coming up. And I consider that the Iowa, Michigan State road games starts next at Michigan State. And then you got Purdue at home.
Yeah.
I think you should get two of those three. I don't think you're dead if you get one of those three, but I'd rather let's ride this momentum. You know, maybe John Mobley can get back sooner than we thought. Maybe Brandon Knoll comes back from the foot injury and he's got something to give, because there's still some things with this roster that you have to make up for. But Bruce Thornton doing his thing. I mean, this dude had 3 points in the first half, and look what he wound up with. What was his final line? I got it right here. 27 points for Bruce, 9 rebounds, 8 assists.
Damn near a triple-double.
6 of 7 from the line. He got to the line. They got to the line 19 times, which is good because he was attacking it, and it was almost a triple-double, like you said. The question being asked about Bruce as he goes into the top three now, all-time as an Ohio State all-time scorer. You had Jerry Lucas and Will Buford both give a little video board message.
Which was awesome.
That they posted. Is the legacy tarnished because of how the team has performed in his career?
It's a really difficult thing, I think, to separate for athletes overall.
Yeah.
Is their individual success along with team success. I will try to separate it out as much as I can because I respect Bruce that much, and it's been phenomenal watching him. But I do think it's a little bit difficult. You know, it's, again, kind of like the Ohio State football guys, that class that left with the national title that didn't have a win against Michigan. Like, I think people are going to respect a lot of the things that they were able to do off of being champions, but there's always that context of, yeah, but kind of fell short on some certain goals that they had as a team too. So, interesting debate. Like, I'd like to avoid it just for the sake of the respect I have for him, but it's hard to avoid.
That's the thing too. It's what he has done and the way that he has conducted himself that I think will help us as Buckeye fans always remember and appreciate, no matter how the season ends. And it will help it a lot if they can do something special in this final season for him. Someone that was gaga over Bruce Thornton the day she arrived here, 10 TV's Nicole Sheeran. It's leather jacket time. We're going to catch up with her in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow on northbound 71 on that north side, going from 5th Avenue to 11th Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino-style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. BGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Sunny Britton, I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's leather jacket time with 10 TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
You had to turn your microphone on, dummy.
Rookie mistake. I haven't done that in a long time. I was about to say we're sponsored again, baby.
Yes. We're back and banging now. Nicole, it's good to see you. We got Joshua Perry hanging out here today. How have things been? What were you up to today?
I was over at the ice house with the Blue Jackets.
We're back
on the ice. The boys are back, y'all. Not to fret. Hockey's back in Columbus, and it was the first day since the Olympic break, so good stuff. Got to hear from Fantilli, Fabro, obviously Coach Bonus. It was good stuff.
Yeah, they had the 10-day break.
Yep.
Obviously, everyone's still out there in the Olympics. We just saw Team Canada beat Chechia.
There is it go. Chechia?
Chechia.
Chechia.
Chechnya and Chechia are different.
Okay, I'm confused already.
Because Chechia is the one that's kind of Eastern Europe.
Okay.
And that used to be the former Czechoslovakia and the former Czech Republic.
I was about to say the Czech Republic.
And the hockey pucks were produced there for a long time. I think all the NHL hockey pucks were from, if you look on the black rubber or whatever,
from
it's
there.
Czech Republic or Czechoslovakia or whatever. So they're back on the ice. They've got a, man, this is going to be big. Like, they start this second half. I call it the second half. It's really the late season push. And they're on the road against the Boston Bruins. They got to go immediately.
Y'all, the first two teams they're facing coming back are the Bruins and the Islanders. Two teams, they're both 4 points behind They're 4 points behind the Bruins in the wild card race. I mean, they all said it today. Like, of course, these are the two teams that we start the second half of the season with. Every point matters. Obviously, we saw it last year. They missed the playoffs by 2 points. They know they have to win these next two games, but they know they have to keep winning down the stretch. And it was interesting because Fantilli said, I asked him, I said, is there a part of you that was just like, dang, why are we going on a break right now when we're so hot on the year?
Oh, for sure.
And he said, oh, yeah, if there was a worse time for a break to happen, it definitely was now. But they're not, of course, going to let that affect their play.
Everybody had to take the break.
Exactly.
No,
and
yeah.
Bonus said,
I agree
he
with
said,
him,
until we have an X next to our name, we didn't accomplish anything.
Mm. I like that.
Snaps.
Locked in
the
postseason.
I like that. Locked in. I love it. Because he's right.
It's such a tough conference this year.
Yeah.
It's
just,
it is.
It's weird how that shakes. I think it was kind of flipped last year when the Jackets were trying to make that push and they wound up so close.
I know.
Ugh. And now you look at this, if they were in the Western Conference, but you can't really, oh, I'm even throwing it out there. You can't think that way.
No, you can't.
The life is the life. Like
exactly.
you're playing these teams. You got to try to make up some ground. It is still kind of surprising when you realize how hot they've been and they're still just on the outside looking in and they got to get there. It'd be nice to not be the 8 seed too.
I know.
It'd be nice to like really like work your way into the meat of the playoff picture.
Well, I was looking at their schedule. I want to say it was 7 straight wins, 2 goose eggs back to back to end the year, 2 shutouts. Like you can't do much better than that. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So let's just hope they keep it rolling and you're going to have a seat to that game, the Islanders game. That's sick. That'll be fun.
Yeah, going to the Islanders game.
How are you?
So first, next home game.
Yeah,
next home game that's
on
the schedule.
It's a really big one.
So it's going to be awesome.
Well, look at you.
When was the last time you went to a Jackets game, Joshua?
I went, lit the cannon.
You did.
Yeah, this was before, I think it was before Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. I
remember
that. Mashed potato brains.
They would never ask me to do that. No,
they would not. They absolutely would.
Not with that attitude.
Are
you kidding?
I did the hurricane warning siren at a Canes game. Like 17, 18 years ago.
That's kind of amazing.
So I was like,
annoying.
There is, but listen, like there isn't a letter in the alphabet that you could get to before they found my name.
They're like, he can't come.
I was like triple Z. I was like 30th on the list for that Tuesday night against the Penguins, whatever it was.
But you know what? You got
to
asked. I've never been asked to do anything cool like that. So, you know, that's a win for you.
Bill Cowher did the hurricane warning siren.
That's pretty cool.
And then me.
And then you.
Yep.
Look at that.
I mean, Steve Smith Sr.
Really neck and neck.
Yeah.
You all.
Just right
if
there.
If I had to do a list, I'd put you on the list with them if I was making a list.
Thank you.
Timmy, you should feel like that every time we ask you to do television with us. You should feel like you're being chosen.
Which is like once a week, but you
I
never,
like to do TV.
You never. You're doing TV.
Newsflash. I don't
TV
get to ask who I do it with.
Yes, you do.
No,
you've
I don't.
Got pull. You're doing TV with Jacob Reimer on a weekly basis.
I am just told, hey, you're taping at 1 o'clock with Reimer on Friday. I don't get
told
to choose.
Feels like a cop out, though. When people say
it's
usually.
Yes, Mike and I have a weekly Wednesday thing that we started a long time ago. But other than that, I don't get to choose.
A long time ago. I was standing there when it became a thing.
Yeah, it was like months
ago. Mikey, common man, like, do you want to do this thing?
Are you jealous?
And he's just rolling.
Is this jealous?
You see his face, too?
You're
he's rolling
jealous.
His eyes. He's like, yeah, okay, I guess. Like, what else do I have to do around here?
What do you radio guys do attire-wise when you go over there into the studio?
Okay, so I actually did the thing today, but we have this newer, kind of
you did in the pod
more slummed down
whoa
type of thing. It's not the TV studio,
right?
It's
more casual.
It's more
it's
casual.
Like this.
What's
it's
a good
like
way
this?
For saying worse, right? Yeah, no.
Okay. It's a podcast.
It's a little relaxed. It's a podcast thing.
Yes.
I think Adam likes it because he doesn't have to get a producer or anyone else
like
involved.
It.
He could just flip the switches on. So I wore I actually had a mishap. I'm on my second
here we go.
I'm on my second shirt. This is bad. It wasn't that long ago where I spilled a Diet Coke right there.
Mm.
Right as we're about to talk to our old man, Jeff Rimmer, and I'm here spilling soda in the studio. I had to go to my emergency t-shirt because I'm wearing a pearl white tee.
Yeah.
I wore the black leather jacket. I thought it was
a
fine look.
It was
and
a good.
I see it when I talk hoops with Adam.
Hollister pure white shirt was the quote that you gave us, actually.
You
it's
did say that.
It's gone. Yeah. It's ruined.
No, that's dramatic. Ruined. It's called bleach.
Try to bleach it.
You gotta put some club soda on that.
Look, I got all the tricks. I didn't even wanna I don't have like the shout wipes on me because I pride myself on not spilling things on my clothes.
Well,
and now this is happening to me. So something is amiss and I got to own that. I think it was more on the cup, but it was still my fault. It was still my fault that I didn't lean forward to the cup. Like, don't leave it to chance.
What did the cup do to you?
Blaming a cup is crazy.
Excuses are the nails used to build a house of failure.
Nicole, the mechanism must have failed.
That's what you're doing right now.
I mean, if it just like...
That is insane.
It just took over. Like, coffee just went crazy. Just leapt right out of the lid.
Yeah, well, I don't actually have any... I don't have any right to talk because I've spilled my cup of coffee on the carpet twice in 1 week.
So anyway, I'm wearing the black leather jacket and a white t-shirt because we're in the more relaxed thing.
To answer your question,
and I'm a radio slob too. I don't think I need to be in a suit and a tie.
No,
I think I should just be who I am.
For the Cotton Bowl show that we had, like I'm giving an example, like you wore the vest and the hoodie. Remember
when we did? Was that good?
No, he asked. What
no,
you
I'm curious. You're not.
Well, it's actually kind of funny when you watch
it
back.
Okay?
No, it was good. It was great. But when you watch it back, I'm in this like black sequin blazer dress.
Sure.
And it's really funny because Tim looks like the radio Tim he is. But then I look really overdressed.
Yeah, it's funny because like I watch Tyvus when he does his deals there on 10TV. And it's like two news anchors dressed like, and then Tyvus in a sweatshirt.
Right.
And I've always been under the opinion that you look like you're going to the same party when you're doing a thing together.
Yeah.
Tyvus ain't going to that party. He's just never going. So I was curious how you did it.
I'm trying to find some kind of middle ground.
Yeah.
I think the middle ground is fine.
I think I want to be who I am because
it's
how I come to work. But obviously, I'm not going to wear... Unless we did a thing, I think it'd be funny to all be wearing tracksuits up there.
That'd be hilarious.
We need
to do that one time.
I will gladly partake in that.
I'll do that.
We do like sweatpant Friday, tracksuit Friday, whatever it is. We made it a thing. But
Wear
a nice like quarter zip, have the mic kind of hidden nicely.
Yeah.
And real pants, you know?
Real pants.
Not joggers.
A nice denim or what have you. Yeah.
Or leather pants if you're feeling crazy.
Yes, and maybe you match it up with a leather jacket next time.
Okay, I don't have a red leather jacket like that.
Get one.
Okay, well, my birthday's already passed, so I was going to say you could get me one, but it's already coming
gone. Get Joshua on TV.
We can't. We don't know yet.
Oh, yeah.
There might be a little conflict.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
Nicole Sheeran of 10TV is here with us. It's a good clean Wednesday, so it's our email day, and I said we might throw one out there. So Lennox chimed in. If you had to choose one sport to watch for the rest of your life, what would it be? I think I know Joshua's answer, and they had something for me for Rimmer later on, but one sport for the rest of your life. I mean, it's...
My answer's basic.
Football for you?
Yeah, college football.
College football.
Yes.
My God. Joshua?
College football.
College football, yes. Easily.
Yeah. What about you, Tim?
College football this season actually slightly moved ahead of the NFL. And it would have always just been the NFL, but... Like I still have to say, ba da ba 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 da ba. I couldn't do it without the college.
That was kind of good, Tim. We kind of harmonized for a second.
I couldn't do it without the college basketball. What a job by Brucey, your guy.
Way to go, too. I was
pumped
for him.
You love him, and why shouldn't you?
I mean, you know, he just deserves all his flowers, and the final rose that I want him to get is an NCAA tournament because that guy deserves it. He's been here. He stayed with the Buckeyes. He's scarlet and gray. I mean, that dude's awesome, and I was pumped for him watching that game yesterday, and I just hope they can get to that tournament because they deserve it.
I want them to win. I want them to win something.
Get a game or two.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
I'm just getting one baby step at a time. Like, let's just get to the tournament, and then we can talk about winning in the tournament.
Oh, that's fair. That is fair.
That's where I'm at.
That's fair. Nicole, thanks for doing it.
This was fun.
I like the leather today.
Thank you.
A little deep
Y'all
burgundy.
Y'all didn't wear your shades, but that's cool. It's fine.
Can't see.
Whatever. I know.
Blind.
It's better that way.
Nobody told me to bring shades, by the way.
I like the suede, though.
Yeah, the suede's killer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Is that Levi's?
Yeah.
Take notes, Tim. Take notes.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, you can't have that because you'll spill stuff on it. So don't.
All right. Nicole, we'll look for you on the news later on tonight. Look forward to some jacket stuff coming up here. All right. There's a coach out there. I think he's hell-bent on destroying himself. It's next. Joshua Perry is here. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic if you're traveling eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and 71. And there's also a slowdown on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Last year, 52 people died in traffic crashes in Columbus. Most were men, average age 40. One night, one choice. The ripple lasts far beyond the celebration. This new year, manage your speed. Learn more at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to the Fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story. But now, oh baby, stream us live on the Fan app. TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere. The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
Working your...
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Different fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack, wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Oh my God, did you see what Mick Cronin is up to now? What is with this guy? Joshua Perry is here, we think, and Panama Ted is back there. Maybe he'll say something some point today. Not at this point in time, though. Mick, what is he doing? So it started near the end of UCLA's major loss to Michigan State, and he ejected one of his own players who tried to foul Cooper for Michigan State pretty hard. Like, it was an egregious foul where the game was, but
it didn't feel
I've seen
like
worse.
It was. Yes, it didn't.
I've seen
feel,
more takedowns before.
I personally didn't feel like it was. It was just a hard foul. I don't think there was like a poorly intentioned foul, if that makes sense.
No, I mean, I think so. It was Steven Jamerson. He's a 6'10" player. He's a tall, lanky dude for UCLA. And look, you're getting your brains beat in, and frustration ticks in. You see Carson Cooper going in there for a dunk, and you're like, I'm gonna foul you hard. Like, I'm not just giving you one,
right?
And that's what happened. And I thought the flagrant was worthy. Sure, flagrant foul, but Mick just undressed him in front of everybody.
Yeah,
grabs
did.
Him by the jersey, ushers him out. It becomes a way more embarrassing type of thing, like almost a humiliation point. And then something completely different after the game when Mick had the microphone. Just, you got to hear this. I didn't even do any AI for Mick Cronin because I didn't want to alter it so we could just hear it for what it was. A reporter is going to go in with something about the Izzone, the student section, maybe something that they were chanting.
What was your thought in the student section chanting Booker's name?
I could give a rat's ass about the other team's student section.
I just meant the overall, the way that you...
I would like to give you kudos for the worst question I've ever been asked.
Did you like the preparation of
Do you really think I care about the other
team? No, I don't think you care about the other
team. Are you raising your voice at me?
No, I'm just...
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Come on, dude.
No reason.
Come on. Yes, you are. Everybody's standing here listening to you. Everybody. This is on camera. They can hear you.
Oh,
I answered the question. I could give a rat's ass about the other team's student section. I coach UCLA. I don't care about Michigan State students. I mean, who cares?
Oh, my God. Are you raising your voice to me?
That
yes,
been,
you are, dude.
That,
come on, dude.
That
we can all
point,
hear you.
That would have been the point for me, where it got past a coach being annoyed with the question, and it got to disrespect. And I don't think I would have handled that as well as the reporter who asked the question. Are you raising your... No, I'm talking to you. You're getting testy with me. I'm trying to make sure I can get my question and my follow-up in, and now you want to be disrespectful. So it's been wild watching these little blow-ups that he has. I know he's a little dude. Maybe he feels like he's got to... You got to muster something up to feel a little bit bigger, but that was crazy to me.
It's a tough thing. I understand when you're in the heat of that as a reporter, and you really are. You're trying to ask some questions that maybe, you know, everybody. You think about the fans, right? You think about watching this through the fans' eyes. Like, what do people want to hear about after a game like this? So you're thinking in that way. Maybe you have a story you've been working on. Sometimes there's time and place, like in the middle of press conferences, for those types of things. But I really respect when a coach goes that route, how you stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, I started, you know, covering college basketball games when I was young, and I didn't, the coaches that were in the room there, like Coach K, Roy Williams, like guys like this, I was always very buttoned up and made sure I knew what the hell I was talking about, because I've seen some cases where Coach K had been not so nice to some younger kids, and maybe he didn't like how that sounded. Like someone, I remember vividly, someone wasn't giving St. John's enough due, and he gave them like a history lesson about Carnesecca and Chris Mullen and like all these guys. And, like, you don't know what they used to be. Like, so read a book type of thing. But when you get to a certain point in time, If it's deserved, like, I think it's deserved from Mick Cronin. Like, dude, come on. Like, I would have loved to hear whoever that was throw it right back in his face. Yeah. And like, if we're going to make this a soundbite, let's really make this a soundbite. You know, like,
yes.
I'm going to play just as big of a part as you are.
Like,
because I think you're being an a-hole right now.
Asking,
I'd maybe even say that, like, in the press conference.
I think coaches blowing off questions that they think are dumb is fine. I think there's a line to it, though, where you don't undress somebody for asking a question.
Right. Like, he's done that before, where that's like one of the worst questions I've ever heard.
And
okay, then
they
move on.
You know you're on camera?
Yeah.
You know, like, people can see, like, what are we doing
raising
here?
Your voice
Come
to
on.
Me?
Are you raising your voice? Like,
he has little man syndrome.
It's bad.
Worse than I've ever seen any coach have it. And I just had this one. This was from earlier in the week. The fact that people have a problem with Dan Hurley. Like, I would love to have a problem with Dan Hurley. I really would. Like, we got, I think Seth Davis was out there like, you got to keep the cussing in the press conferences to a minimum. We're all adults here. And if we have kids in the car too, they're going to hear these words anyway. If they get into sports, my way to teach there is, look, kids, like, you know, you're not allowed to say these words in school. You may as well hear them so you know which ones you can't say. And I'll take the two national championships
that's
in
the
3 years
for me.
And you win big. You
that's
can talk
the
however
thing
you want.
For me.
You're like Gandhi also compared to Mick Cronin.
And Mick Cronin is a good basketball coach, no doubt. But you're not so good that I'm just going to keep letting you get away with behaving like this. To your point, Hurley, like, anytime anybody wants to be like, oh, I don't like what he's doing, whatever, whatever, I would just flash the ring. I would flash the two rings and be like, I think I've kind of earned the right to maybe to color outside the lines a little bit. Mick Cronin, you haven't earned that right in my mind. Just undressing people like that to me is crazy.
And that was the last one with Hurley. It was about like their crowd. And
yeah.
He was like, I don't think the crowd's like loud enough. And he was like, I think I got some effing equity built up.
I don't disagree.
And he dropped another couple of F-bombs and an S-bomb like at the tail end of his clip. And people were like, oh man, like Dan, like you really got to watch him. Like he's got skins on the wall, okay?
Yeah.
Like, if he wants to talk about his crowd, I think that. Like, every time I go to a Buckeye basketball game, I think about where in the game. Forget about, like, what the attendance is, because I know, believe me, like, till we're blue in the face, I know what the issues are. But the ones that are there, the ones that have chosen to come out, that are the hardcore basketball fans. So let's be a part of this.
Sure.
Like, and let's not just, when the Buckeyes are playing defense, get quiet. That's when you actually need to rise up and be louder to help get that stop and then feed into it. When you get that run going and the crowd lifts to a chorus, that to me is when it gets great. But Joshua, I have a gigantic problem I need your help with. I need everybody's help with. And also some email time. It's a good, clean Wednesday. Send us your emails at goodcleanboy@gmail.com. That is coming up. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay on eastbound 33 between 270 and Ebright Road. And there's a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt going from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by ChumbaCasino.com. With over 100 online casino style games, Chumba Casino is your go-to destination for nonstop entertainment. Play for fun and play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21+. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels from the Winter Olympics in Italy. After one period, Team USA and Sweden are scoreless in the men's hockey quarterfinals. Earlier today, Team Canada needed overtime and a game winner for Mitch Marner to beat Chechnya 4-3. College basketball, the Ohio State women's team in action tonight. They'll be at Minnesota. You can hear coverage of that game here on the Fan starting at 8 p.m. Amongst the top 25 hoops that'll be played tonight, number 4, Arizona at home with 23rd-ranked BYU. 5th-ranked UConn hosts Creighton. Number 8, Kansas is at Oklahoma State. Northern Illinois today named former Ohio State safety Rob Harley as their interim head coach. He replaces Thomas Hammock, who left for an assistance job with the Seattle Seahawks. This update brought to you by Uber Eats, who's got a good deal waiting for you at Old Bag of Nails. Get a buy one, get one free deal on burgers on the app. Terms apply. See the app for details. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It is a good, clean Wednesday. Send us your emails right now. You got questions for Joshua, for me, Panama Ted, about anything. Even for Jeff Rimmer coming up at 5:30 when we do some name dropping, as the Jackets are going to start things back up. I think a week from tomorrow is their game in Boston. Then they'll have that home game the following Saturday. But the email line, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Joshua, so I've posted on social media like a couple times over the last 2 months, and basically before the snow got here where you couldn't see the ground or anything, the dog crap situation in my neighborhood.
Okay.
It's frustrating, right?
These are your neighbor's dogs?
I don't know, right? Like, I don't have a, I didn't see it. I didn't witness it. Like, the camera's not, like, the door camera's not picking it up out of frame. So, someone is letting that dog take craps right off the sidewalk in my yard and leaving it there. Now, it's been like twice, okay? And then when the snow melted.
How deep into your yard are we talking here?
I mean, does it matter? Like we're within arm's reach of.
I think
if you're walking your dog,
if they're like,
it's within like a foot or so of the sidewalk.
I was
going to
say, if they were 3 or 4 feet into your yard, like, yeah, that would make a difference in like a foot. I know it's still your yard, but I'm trying to figure out how disrespectful the situation is.
So wait a minute. Like, is it less disrespectful if you leave the giant load there when it's just like 6 inches off the sidewalk?
Well,
versus 3 or 4 feet into the yard?
I
feel uneasy about letting my dog ever get too far into someone's yard. I try to like force her to go to the curbside.
That's kind
of anything,
my point.
Not into the front
like
yard.
Like, if they're letting the dog wander 3 feet into your yard and then not picking up after them,
it's
I think that's more disrespectful.
It is more disrespectful, but both are obscenely
they're
disrespectful.
Both disrespectful, yes.
You pick it up.
Yes.
I didn't tell you to be a dog owner. You know?
Well,
I'm forced into it by my wife.
We should have a conversation
about
this. I don't think
it's gross. It's disgusting. We go around picking up these animals' crap for our whole lives, but yeah. You have to do it.
Sure.
You got to do it.
Yeah. To the idea of nobody forced you to be a dog owner, I think more people need to be comfortable saying that they just shouldn't have a pet.
I completely agree.
As many people that have pets need to have them.
And people run into having multiple pets before they really kind of, you think about the cuteness and all that before you think about the work.
Multiple pets feels like a ton of work. And then there's this other side of it too.
It is.
I'm not doing it.
It is a ton of work because I have to have multiples.
We don't have one.
And this is the last run in which we'll have multiples, but then I'll probably be kicked out because she'll choose a pet over me.
So Maddie, my wife, was asking me, like, if James asks us in a couple years if we can get a dog, what would you tell him? And I told my wife I would tell him no, because he's not going to care after this animal. He's, you know, he'd be a young kid. We'll try to teach him, but
he's also not going to be able to help that much.
That's what I'm getting at.
And then,
of course, my wife, like, who am I to be like, well, if you want to make sure that our kid can have a dog, you need to be picking up all the poop. Like, I'm not going to force my wife to do that. But guess who else isn't cleaning up dog poop? I'm not.
Well, then nobody's doing it.
So that's why we're not getting a dog.
Then you, because if you get one,
yes, somebody has to do it.
The joke that I always tell is, like, I didn't want to get a dog. Sarah wanted to get a dog, so we compromised and we got a dog.
Yeah.
Like, and we've had dogs our entire lives together. So these are the things that come with it. But so that's happened. And then the snow melted. There's another giant pile, like, right there by my mailbox. So it's there again. I did the horrible work today. I mean, it was like the Jeff Goldblum meme from Jurassic Park, where, like, Laura Dern is just, like, armpit deep. He's like, you will remember to wash your hands before you eat anything. Like, that, I was doing that in my backyard today because the snow melted.
Right.
And that's where Salem's been going. Like,
and now you can see
5 degrees. We couldn't stay on top of it. Yep. But as soon as I could see, I don't want that even in my backyard.
I agree.
That's the space. I'll try to do that once a day. Like, she goes back there, I'll get rid of it. And then I started noticing this, like, next door neighbor, and I want to know, and this guy doesn't listen, so it's fine, but I need to know, like, the process of how I proceed, because front yard, mm-hmm. his property, their property, you know, like, it's free country, but the front yard, 100 piles of crap. Like, this is in our neighborhood, like, the front yard.
So you don't have an HOA,
I'm assuming. Left of the sidewalk, right of the sidewalk. We do, but we don't.
Okay.
So, right. Like, we don't, like, pay fees.
Okay.
But we do have, like, a...
I was going to say, if you
we
were
do have, like, a community,
fees,
right.
And somebody's yard guidelines. Look like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, that, okay. And that's the thing. Like, we do have community guidelines and all that. And we're part of a township.
Sure.
And the township does have, like, a nuisance line. And they will come out and enforce some things, like, occasionally. They will do it. But so there's that. And the problem that gets more of a problem is there's several of these piles that are actually in my yard, mm-hmm. bleeding over, like, a foot or so.
Nope.
But our lines are right against each other.
Sure.
That had me super pissed. I just could, like, I'm like, come on. Like, there's so many of them all over the place. Pick them up, for one thing. It's gross. And then on my yard, several piles. Like, I'm not touching that.
You know,
no. Yuck.
So
it's not my dog.
Do you think if you confronted the neighbor about the piles of poop that are not yours about him, like, the neighbor would have an issue?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because
how could you
some people
have
would.
An issue with that?
Because they
how
feel
would you
like
not
their
know
dog
you're in the wrong. Is the center of the universe and can do no wrong.
I think so what do I do? Like, I need the advice. Like, I will take the advice. My plan at the moment is polite note.
No.
I'll
do you one better.
Like, just polite note. In the mailbox.
You should call Michael Bennett and tell him.
Michael Bennett, defensive tackle, Michael
yes,
Bennett?
Yes, on the letterhead from the law firm to type you out a note.
Give me a cease and desist.
No, not even that. Not even that. Just a nice, strongly worded letter with the letterhead from the law firm. And you deliver that to the neighbor and say, I mean business. And not doggy business. I mean real business.
Wow. That would be pretty good.
That's like what I would do.
It's like I have my fake parking tickets that I don't do anything with them these days. Like,
but you used to put them on
get murdered. Yeah, but the world we live in today. I actually put one on Bobby's windshield one day. He was not, and I was watching his reaction from the upstairs window.
Oh, yeah.
Because back when we were on Front Street, yep. We had a third story radio spot. It was great. We had panoramic windows, could look out, had the Kroger below. And I put one on Karp's Jeep Wrangler.
Amazing.
Back in the day. And I was totally kidding. Like, he had no, it was like snowy and salty. You couldn't see the lines. Can't see the lines, can you, Russ? And so he did probably the best job he could do. But when like the snow melt happened, he had already been at work doing an earlier show. I saw it. I put the pink slip on his windshield and he just had like the biggest head shake. Like, he got into the car. He looked at the windshield and he was like, he got out and he was so pissed. I could like see like the visible frustration. He crumpled it up. I text him right.
He
right
crumpled after. It up.
He crumpled it up and like threw it into his car or whatever.
So he was never going to pay this thing if it was real.
And then he was explaining it to me about like what had happened. I said, Bobby, I know. I know. I know you couldn't see the lines. It was a joke. That's
Bobby,
all it was. Just trying to
Bobby
get one at you.
Would have actually sent a notarized letter from a legal office to the city.
I'm disputing this.
Yes, about this. That Bobby Carpenter got some Karen in him when it comes to that.
I'm taking this as far as it has to go. Like, I will take this to the city courts. I will take this to whatever municipality I need
work.
To. Yeah, we are going to get this parking ticket eradicated. I'm not going to be bound to this. All right, turns out yesterday was a big day in my life, and it was not because it was Michael Jordan's birthday. That's next. Joshua Perry is here. Common Man and Timmy on the Fam.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at about a 5-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to 11th Avenue. We also have about a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda, and with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Nice.
Whether you have the right chef to prepare that meal is still the biggest question.
Do you have Bobby Flay, Rachel Ray,
Stupid Sandwich?
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we start clear overnight and then could add a little bit of fog into the Thursday morning rush hour across central Ohio. Mild overnight lows at 46. Warm again on Thursday. My forecast high 63. It'll be dry the first half of the day. Then we could add a 50% chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms second half of the day. And some of those storms could rumble through late with some strong winds. On Friday, looking good. Sunny skies, breezy, and 58. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Oh, yesterday was fantastic, Joshua, and I have not partaken yet. But Shamrock Shake is back and banging. at McDonald's.
Are you a big Shamrock Shake kind of guy?
Yeah, I got to partake. Yeah.
I've never had one.
I want to have a couple when they're back, but it's just one of those, it's a perfect type of limited time thing.
I've never had one.
Some things can be, I've debated this with Mike on different things, like pumpkin things, I think have their place being limited. He will say, if it's great, why can't we just have it all year long?
I'm with him on that. A pumpkin roll? Oh, man. If I get, like,
You could probably get a pumpkin roll, but I'm like...
It's harder to find,
like,
though.
Like pumpkin donuts. I don't need a pumpkin donut year-round.
I don't need all that.
I can have that when but it's in season. Roll, it's like, I don't need the Shamrock Shake all year-round. You know, essentially, it's a
what
little bit of
what does it taste
a,
like?
It's a little like mint chocolate chippy, so...
It's not for me.
Like, you can...
You want to drink a toothpaste shake.
Stop.
That's what you're doing.
You don't like a mint chocolate chip ice cream?
My wife
you
loves
never,
it.
You never get in the mood for that?
I'm not saying it's my favorite ice cream flavor,
but I do enjoy.
I would say that I probably haven't had mint chocolate chip in over a decade. It's just not something that I desire to have.
Not in over a decade? It's kind of like the Shamrock Shake, I think, is just the vanilla shake with a little bit of the food coloring in it. So it's more... It's more of just the, it's got the minty flavoring in it.
You're a big food dye guy.
I don't care. I'm not a big food dye guy.
I mean,
I like the Shamrock Shake with the whipped cream on it and everything. It's just
red 40 guy.
What, yellow 40, red dye? I don't care.
That's right.
I don't care what it is. I mean, you don't like Cheetos every now and then?
I don't like a Cheeto. I really don't.
No?
No.
What if the Cheeto's shaped like a Charizard and you can get like, $6 million for it?
My younger brother used to eat Cheetos every day when he was a kid, like to the point that his fingers had like the perma orange to them. That was his snack. It's not for me.
So you'll notice, if you've seen us on YouTube yet today, my emergency shirt after the coffee mishap is a McDonald's t-shirt, and it's because we had this thing going with the Hall of Wikis. I had, you know, we speak freely on the show when stuff happens in real life, and there's always going to be issues, right? There might be a drive-through issue or something. Well, they had heard the show one day, and they really worked their butts off to get a hold of me. I think they were trying to get a hold of T-Bone as well for something, but today, somebody finally came by from their team and dropped off like just a little gift package.
Care package.
And this t-shirt with the actual golden arches.
It's fire.
It's not bad, right?
I like it a lot.
I actually had to use it day of.
With the chains on, I feel like it really accentuates. So I got a text from somebody.
It pops a little bit.
Who said, you haven't had a Thin Mint in a decade. I guess I haven't had a Thin Mint in probably.
Right, what about, Girl Scout cookies. Come on.
Realistically, I haven't had one probably since before the pandemic or maybe around that time. Like, Girl Scouts weren't knocking on my door when I was living in an apartment in Chicago, so we really didn't partake at that point. So probably it's been less than a decade, in fairness, but it's been a long time for me.
I understand mint chocolate chip not being your ice cream, but I look forward to this. Would I interest you in the McFlurry, which is the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry?
I don't think I've had a McFlurry since college.
They're so good.
I guess my consumption of ice cream is the gooey butter cake Jenny's flavor. It's the pinnacle flavor for me.
All right, you're going to Jenny's. You're in for like $17 for a cone.
100%.
And McDonald's is getting up there too. Like I looked up the price and we're almost at $5 now for the Shamrock Shake, regular priced. We're almost to where John Travolta in Pulp Fiction was going crazy over a $5 milkshake at a sit-down restaurant. Like, we're there now at McDonald's in 2026.
We lived half a block away.
They don't put no bourbon in it?
Half a block away from a Jenny's in Chicago. So we were there probably more than we should have been. That's my number one. If I'm not doing that, it's probably just vanilla. Soft serve vanilla, phenomenal. Vanilla bean. Clean scoop of vanilla beans. Man, delish.
The vanilla bean is good if you're having it with like pie or with cake or something like that.
Or a cobbler.
Or even making a float.
Oh, a float is so good.
A Coke float with a little vanilla bean.
Yeah.
What is it about those little specks in there?
No, the vanilla bean is different than the regular vanilla, though. It is right where it needs to be.
Teddy, didn't you see something with, is it DQ that's doing the Thin Mint Blizzards? Who's doing something
Wendy's
with the
is.
With, Wendy's is yeah, doing something D's. With the Thin Mints?
Yeah, the D's.
D's, not Q's.
Yes. No, yeah, Wendy's has that.
So Thin Mint Frosty.
Frosty, yeah.
That's what we...
So it's
we have that now?
I believe so, yeah. I think it's out right now.
People are throwing their pictures of the Girl Scout cookies everywhere and how, you know, they're getting you. They're out there like an army.
Yeah,
outside
they are.
The Costco, outside the Kroger. You know what? Good for them. Sell those cookies.
Tyvus's daughter out there selling the cookies. She's going to be at one of those little stands, I think at like Parlor Donuts and Powell one of these weekends. So if you guys want to buy some Girl Scout cookies, go ahead. So
it's always, see, that's rough, too. You're at the Parlor Donuts.
Yeah.
You're already stuffing
you're already
in your
being
donuts.
A fat ass. You might as well go ahead and get some cookies, too.
You're stuffing yourself kidding? With layered sugary dough.
The perfect place to be. I know you don't care about your health. I know you enjoy processed foods.
Yeah.
Eat some of these, too.
And look, you always say, all right. It almost is the better position than being outside the store. Like you were outside a sweet treat spot, like be at the Dairy Queen, be at Wendy's, be at McDonald's, be right there at the donut shop. Back to the email line here. goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Cameron sends one in and it was titled Tommy's Badass TGs. I love the abbreviation right there. And I had no idea what that was going to be. So he says, my guys.
They got a name for that, Jules. It's called a bum.
Tommy's Pizza. I said, can I get a to-go for my sub? And she came back with this. I couldn't believe my eyes. Do I have to pay for that container? Because damn, that's nice. And he sent us a picture of what he deems to be just a beautiful to-go thing where it's got the, it's just the standard... What would you call this?
It's like a
cheaper
reusable.
Tupperware.
That's reusable. Though.
It's what,
and it's probably microwave safe. So, like that should cost.
So one of the Chinese restaurants I frequent in Hilliard, Golden China, right there on Main Street, solid spot. This would be the apparatus that they would use for like the main dish for the to go order. So it's like the black on the bottom, and then the see through clear. Snap top.
Yes.
So you're right. Like that could be to go. I guess that was a lot better than just getting the styrofoam
or
like
just
the standard styrofoam.
He said it was a sub.
He said he was asking for something so he could take his sub.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's what he got. And it just blew him away.
I'd have gave him a piece of parchment, said, roll it up, call it a day.
Oh, anything having your, your sub wrapped up in like the paper.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sub wrapped in paper is definitely the way to go. I had one from LJ, with a My Guys.
At least he is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
The resounding resemblance between Joshua and Michael Shea are crazy. The laugh, the mannerisms, and the way you talk, it's so similar. I love it.
All right.
Did you ever get that one before?
I've never gotten that.
No.
I guess I'm going to go do SNL now. I'll see you guys later.
Where are you with the bit that they do? I think it's just, it's fantastic.
Phenomenal.
With him and Colin Jost.
I was never like a big SNL guy. I will watch that specifically.
Yeah, I do. I don't watch the show anymore and I consume it in clip.
Yeah,
version.
That's what I think a lot of people are. I mean, people are still tuning
in. Yes. And I encourage, because again, we're getting to that era where it is like it's about attention spans and all that. We know that. We deal with that. But
every
at least
time
you're watching it.
You see that on social media, you got to stop and watch it.
No, it's always fantastic. So what are some of the things that you like? Are there limited time things that you look forward to? Like back with Mickey D's, you've got the McRib. That's one of their crown jewels that comes around every so often. The things that you can only have some of the time and then they take it away. Like I do
like
think
the McRib doesn't really move the needle for me. You know,
that's not your thing.
It's not like, I'm cool with a double cheeseburger if I'm going to Mickey D's. Like,
well, Girl Scout cookies are definitely a limited time type of thing.
I went without them for a little while.
You almost don't even know.
We were going to put in an order this year and just like completely, it slipped our minds. So now we've got to go out to one of the stands because we couldn't order ours.
Yeah.
I'll have a Thin Mint. I'll break the streak.
You're going to get the Thin Mints.
Oh yeah.
So what?
I'll break the streak.
What is? I saw JJ Watt. I think was tweeting out what his favorite was, and I think JJ was a Samoa guy, which perfectly sane. It's got the little hint of the coconut in it. I love it. Love the Samoa, the purple container, and then he's got a Thin Mint in the back right there. He's got Looks like I can't tell if this is a reflection or if he's got, how many containers of Samoas is this? You see on my screen here, I can't tell if that's a reflection from his granite or if it's actually four boxes of Samoas.
It looks like four
three
boxes.
Three with a reflection. And he's got a Thin Mint in the back. But do you got to go with the tagalongs. You got to go with the chocolate peanut butter.
I'm allergic.
Oh, my God. Yes. Man, that would be, I'd be a dangerous friend have.
Well,
I'd learn that real quick, though.
I lived in a very, very dangerous household for a while because my wife was like, I respect your allergy, but like I'm going to eat the things that I typically have eaten, and I'm an adult, so I can navigate that. Well, now we've got the little dude who's got food allergies all over the place. He has no discernment. He doesn't care. If it looks tasty, he's putting it in his mouth. So like we have had to allergy proof our house for the first time.
You absolutely do. Yeah, you cannot let that one snap, or else you'll have a puffy faced kid there and you'll have to be jamming a shot in him.
Got the EpiPen.
You gotta have that ready to go. Have to. An idea for spring football just got shot out of the water. Details in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 30-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two left lanes on eastbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. And there's stop-and-go traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 315. This report is sponsored by Fusion, where it's lobster season. Hey, Columbus, it's lobster season at Fusion. For a limited time, dive into their fresh, crave-worthy, fan-loving lobster sushi roll. Loaded, buttery, and bursting with flavor. But hurry, it won't be around long. Roll into Fusion today and treat yourself before it's gone. Check them out at Fusion.com. That's F-U-S-I-A-N. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
All right, our friend James Laurinaitis was hitting you up on text. What was he getting at you again?
Okay, so
about me and the Cheetos.
Yes, James.
Come on,
he was the one who called me out on the Thin Mint, and I was like, okay, got to come correct
all
on
right,
that.
Okay, good.
So that
good.
Was perfectly fine.
As he should.
Yeah, he's a coach, right? He's a mentor. Appreciate the accountability there. Then he says, "Ask Timmy, is he 5 years old? I mean, who eats Cheetos on the regular?"
Come on, James.
I mean.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos? No, like you don't. I mean, I don't have any in the house right now. Here's where I am with like chips and crunchy snacks like that. I go on a roundabout way. This is what I appreciated about mom and dad growing up, and how when I started hanging around with Sarah and blending in with her family, it was completely different. Like Sarah's house, it was the same exact snacks every single time.
Okay.
And her mom had a specific OCD way to even package them. They had to be removed from their packaging and then put in like the Tupperware systems that they had.
Tupperware had people in a chokehold for a long time.
Yeah.
Like a these very like, long time.
These weren't like the old timey Tupperware.
No, I know,
but like
I know
the plastic
what you're saying. Like,
snappable
yeah, the,
tubs
the
type of
canisters
thing.
Canisters kind
yeah,
of. Yeah.
And she had, and they would start to get clouded, you know, because they would be the same tub for probably 15 years. But when I was growing up, we got to do the whole gambit of chips and cookies. I had Nutter Butters. I had Oreos, double stuff. Then we go and do the Chips Ahoy. Then we go and do the Vienna Fingers. You know, whatever was on sale would typically go in there. So we would do Cheetos. We'd do regular Doritos, Cooler Rain. We get
you
to
had
do
all the snacks.
I always got to taste the rainbow in a way. Like it was never the same thing. So I don't actually have Cheetos in the pantry at home, but just for James, I'm going to go and get some today.
Please don't.
I'm absolutely going to get a Cheeto. Teddy, how many times a month do you eat Cheetos? I see you with a bag multiple times a week because you like to have a little chip with your sandwich.
Not Cheetos. I'll eat Doritos. Cheetos. I'll eat some Cheetos, but it's rare. Maybe, you know, a couple times a year I might grab a small bag of Cheetos.
A couple times a year? Is
you? I'm not a big Cheetos guy.
Do you like the puffs or do you like the original kind of crispy?
It depends.
Puffs aren't great.
I like the crunchier. Yeah, those two.
Yeah,
better than the puffs. But you know, I'm more of a Doritos guy. That's my chip.
That's fair.
I do agree with you on that. Doritos and the family of Doritos. Like, if we could just take any of the Cheetos that are available or any of the Doritos that are available. So with the Cheetos, you get the Flamin' Hots, the Crunchy, the Puffs. Doritos wins.
Yeah.
Doritos with all the different flavors that they offer.
You only need the two flavors, really. You need the original nacho and then you need the cool ranch.
What about the salsa verde?
I don't like that. I don't like the purple bag. We're just the regular bag and then the blue bag. We're good.
They got the spicy nacho.
Not for me.
Barbecue. Yeah. That's a newer
barbecue.
One.
Really? Yeah. We didn't grow up in a snack house, though. Like, my mom was very much like, you're going to eat fruits and vegetables. And we had unfrosted Pop-Tarts growing up. After Halloween, she would give us a ration of candy and then take our candy away after we were done trick-or-treating. So, like, I'm not the biggest snacker. My wife, she is more with the snacks. James likes to snack. I'm not the biggest snack guy to begin with.
The best thing that you had was an unfrosted Pop-Tart?
We did not get the frosting on the Pop-Tarts.
So what's your favorite now that you've grown up and you've gotten to like taste all
berry.
The Wild Berry?
Wild Berry.
All right.
Yeah.
I think Wild Berry was part of the Pop-Tarts bowl. Yeah. I think he was up there.
Yeah. Wild Berry was up there.
I think he was up there as one of the top three.
No doubt.
Clearly like brown sugar cinnamon.
No, that one is the worst one to me.
Worst one. What are you talking about?
One.
Worst one?
I like Wild Berry.
S'mores great.
S'mores is good.
Yeah.
S'mores is one of those, though, where, like, I'll eat it and I'll enjoy it and probably wouldn't eat it again for a long time. Strawberry, cherry, I'm a big fan of. I like the blueberry ones. I like the fruit-flavored ones.
No, I see that. Yeah. I go with the cherry over strawberry.
Cherry's delicious.
Something about it. Like, the frosted cherry is great.
Yeah.
I can't get that out of my mind. I don't even know. I can't believe that the unfrosted was even allowed to be a thing.
Well,
I don't know
was.
Why they ever produced it.
It was.
Should have never been made.
For people like my mom.
It's a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, I know, but you
just throw a little layer of... already doing the Pop-Tart. Throw a little layer of the frosting on it.
It's the
Why
risk
stop?
Mitigation. If you're going to get a snack, like, and it's going to be a bad snack, it's not going to be the worst it can be.
Yeah.
We're going to get you halfway there.
Like, if we're making I don't know what like a good example would be, but you're making
it's like
a sugary treat.
It's like using skim
Finish
milk in a
job.
Recipe that calls for whole milk.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're cutting corners a little bit, trying to save a few cows, even though you're eating something that's
quite like that because the milk is just like a part of the way to like cook to get the mac and cheese consistency the right way.
I mean, we could be talking about hundreds of calories depending on what the recipe is.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point. But is it going to be hundreds of calories just with a little bit of the frosting?
Well, over time.
You already have the Pop-Tart?
It adds up.
Yeah, when you eat two of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you toast them? Were you a toaster?
I do it whatever we needed to do.
You used to just eat them out the pouch?
No, I would toast, and then I would eat them plain as well.
Yeah, I like
I don't discriminate
them.
Towards either.
Now that I'm an adult,
I
toast
never,
them every time.
Every single time, if you're at home.
Yeah.
But you could take a to-go one, though, and put it in the pocket and head out, right?
Now, we talked about a car coney yesterday, and you looked at me like I was crazy.
Okay, well, like the Skyline coney in the car... is a little dicey.
A Pop-Tart
having
in the car?
Having a chili cheese coney in the car.
A Pop-Tart.
You know how much cheese they load on that
thing?
Do you
know how many crumbs
everywhere.
You're going to have in your car trying to eat a Pop-Tart?
No. I didn't say I'm eating it in the car.
I'm just saying you take it with you.
I mean, I'm taking it with me. So
great time
to
eat is in the car. You're not doing anything else.
I'm only in the car for 15 minutes to and from work.
My commute's a little bit longer.
I don't need to eat food in the car.
You know, if I'm off on my timing, I might need to get a snack on the road.
How are you doing a chili cheese coney in the car?
Very carefully.
Yeah, it's careful.
Yeah.
What about the cheese?
What about it?
They put like cheese for six conies on
you
one,
eat
which
the
is what's
cheese,
great about
Timmy.
Them. Yes, I know you eat the cheese, but how do you eat the cheese without it going all over the place?
You let it melt. You keep the lid on the thing for a little bit longer. You let the cheese melt off of the residual heat, and then you're not worried about little cheese flying around your car.
It's still not going to work.
It's going to work.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you could do a good clean eat with a Skyline Coney. It's no Tyvis Chipotle burrito.
That is, again, insane.
With juices leaking onto his lap.
I mean, imagine
black beans and cilantro rice falling everywhere.
The ass of that burrito just falls out. Then what do you do?
Get a soaked bottom of the burrito and it's just, yeah. It just dumps right on you.
Be ashamed.
I think I had a bad day with my white t-shirt.
Yeah.
Tyvis with his car burrito. So you saw Deion Sanders, head coach of Colorado. He had this proposal. And it wasn't just him. He wanted to do a joint practice with Fran Brown and Syracuse. And they wanted to do this in 25, and the NCAA stepped in and said no. And now they've done it again in 2026. I didn't know we even had these committees that could do anything these days in the NCAA. But the NCAA Division I FBS Oversight Committee, they noted the late timing of the request when it was last year, saying that it wouldn't be fair to other schools who already started or completed spring practices. They didn't get the chance to do it, so you shouldn't either. This year, though, they put in this request way ahead of time, and they still came in and said no. So they said circumstances do not warrant relief of the legislation, which currently prohibits joint spring practices, according to the written rationale for denying the request. You can try to, you know, rationalize that, but do you really? So they're reviewing the whole football calendar right now. Needs to be done.
Sure.
We know that needs to be done. Looking at possible changes, including for spring football practice. So according to some documents that USA Today got, they didn't want to make those changes for a couple of teams and then go and make changes for the whole calendar. Yeah. So hopefully this means other work is getting done. But the idea, I'm fine with the idea of wanting to do some joint practices like what the NFL does.
Yeah.
Do some things, shake some things up in the spring.
I'm super curious what the around the sport, what the tolerance for something like that would be like. I think there are some coaches that would really value the reps going against a different scheme, against different personnel, maybe better personnel than you would be able to get just working within your own practice. I think that there are other coaches and programs that are generally paranoid and would not like to do anything involving another team until they absolutely have to. The other part of this that I do think has the juice is, do you do a final couple of joint practices leading into the spring game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be television inventory that everybody is so thirsty for.
Or could it just be the spring game?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like
you could be a part of my spring game.
You do the
I could
couple
be a part
practices,
of somebody else's spring game.
And then you practice together for the spring game. I think that there would be a lot of people, myself included, that would see some value in doing that.
We get D'Angelo Hall to come out and start a lot of fights. We just start swinging on people.
We shouldn't fight.
Let's do that. Because that's what everybody wants to see with the joint practices. That's what goes on. I'm genuinely curious to see how much this potential story coming up in 2 months is going to resonate. Tell you what I'm talking about next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's causing some holdup on Cleveland Avenue north of Morse Road. And things are a little stop and go on southbound 270 on the east outer belt going from Main Street to I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bone and Tyvis are part of a balanced breakfast. Wake up with two dopes talking about football, and one of them laughs uncomfortably loud. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
Weekday mornings at 6 on The Fan.
I'm John Morgan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat.
She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
All right, Tiger Woods had something big to say yesterday. I'm going to give you that in just a second. It is a good, clean Wednesday. You can send us your emails to goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Our guy Ethan chimed in with a little, hello, my GCBs.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
He was talking to me. He said, Timmy, your college breakup story really hit home with me yesterday. I'll also contend, he contends, that having to break things off with someone you've been involved with for a long period of time is no small feat and will often be a weeks-long struggle. Again, I agree, and I feel for anyone out there that's in a relationship and you don't think it's going to last and you're trying to muster up the strength for the breakup. As I was telling the story yesterday, only really had to do that one time in my life, and it sucked big time, and getting past that was fantastic, but it sucked. He says, the discussion about Valentine's Day breakups that you and Joshua had reminded me of a stressful time in my life, and I'd like to offer some advice to all the GCBs out there. Do not become romantically involved with someone on or near Valentine's Day. The issue that will arise is your anniversary date will become embedded into the Valentine's Day lore, thus requiring you to go above and beyond for every Valentine's Day. Wow. You kind of laid the groundwork on that.
Yep.
And setting that expectation, whether you become romantically involved on or around Valentine's Day, or you're just approaching your first one as a couple. He said, it's not that I'm against doing something special, but if you have even one letdown, it can send the whole operation of being a couple up into flames. Myself being case in point, he said, I was with a girl I really liked for about 5 years, but an unavoidable work trip didn't allow me to pull out all the stops I normally would on V-Day. And this ended up being the cause of our demise. Well, and a months-long headache. Live and learn. I'm sorry, Ethan. That does not sound fun.
I'd like more details on that, though. The idea of not pulling out the stops being one of the things that caused the demise of the relationship.
He said an unavoidable work trip.
Right. But
so he had to be gone.
You didn't
feel comfortable doing it before or after.
But then because the Valentine's Day wasn't what the expectation was, now the whole relationship is going to falter.
Then I think is where I would tell my man Ethan is this was a blessing in disguise.
Dodged a bullet.
And
it was
tough to go through because that's five years though.
Yeah,
and that's tough to.
So this is,
if you realize you're with the person that doesn't wind up being your person,
right?
That's what I understand the pain with that because you feel like you're wasting years
I'm
of
there
who you could have been with in that time.
I feel like part of this though is the idea of sunk cost, which
it's sunk cost
probably
business
should,
terminology.
I don't know if we should make that a factor here. Like you shouldn't stay with somebody because of the time that you put in. Like, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work.
I completely agree with
and
that.
And then,
but it makes it harder.
It does. It makes it more difficult.
But you just got to be stronger.
But I think the other thing that makes it difficult is it's hard to tell the truth in that situation. The truth being, this has run its course.
Or the truth.
I don't like it like that no mo.
Or the truth being of you didn't do enough for me on a kitschy holiday.
Yeah. Now that's insane.
How do you like? Tell the truth on that.
I think you should. I think you should tell the truth on that.
I don't think you care enough. Oh, going on your silly work trip.
That's informative for me.
Have a sustainable career and make money and provide for us as a couple. And all. I was like, come on.
Your feelings
I'm trying here.
On Valentine's Day are more important than my ability to sustain life,
mm-hmm.
to make an income.
And we don't know all the sides. We don't know all the sides to that story. Just going by what our guy told us there.
Well, somebody in the chat threw this theory out, and it might be a decent one. It's maybe he didn't propose within 5 years, and that was part of the demise. Like, maybe this was a Valentine's proposal that was expected.
See? Yeah,
and it didn't happen.
There could be something there, and I would say, not to say just don't take any of Ethan's advice. But,
no, there's some good advice in there.
But you can start up a romantic endeavor on or around Valentine's Day.
You shouldn't,
That doesn't mean, take me. I just told the story. Like, Sarah broke it off with her boyfriend on Valentine's Day.
It's cold-blooded.
That's where it all came to a head. She came running into my arms. I never, never let the grip up ever since. And we don't do Valentine's Day all that big. It's just chocolate, candies, little dinner. That's all it is. So I want to get to the
what's the go-to chocolate candy?
Hershey's cookies and cream.
She likes the cookies and cream. What do you like?
It's a fantastic chocolate. I like the Lindt Lindors.
Oh, bougie.
Where they got the guy with his little hat, and he's bougie. Like doing the little truffle, the chocolate's dripping down.
Yeah.
That guy, he's the chocolatier. Looks like he's having a hell of a time.
It sure does.
You know, it looks fun. So Tiger Woods. I'm genuinely curious if Tiger Woods comes back to play in any of the majors. And what's like your level of infatuation with watching golf, major championship golf, the attachment to Tiger when he was in his heyday, what Scottie's doing now? Like, are you in? Like, are you piqued by what Scottie is doing the dominance?
I enjoy watching it. The older I've gotten, the more I've enjoyed watching it. This has been well discussed, but it's a good sport to watch on television.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
It is.
Like they cut right to all the action, which feels really good. You can kind of check out and check
back man in. Now. Good angles. Yep. Yeah.
So I'm here for all of that. I talked about Scotty one of the other days I was on here, but the idea of him looking the way he looks when he swings his club and being it's a humanizing thing to watch. I loved watching Tiger. He was, as an athlete, was a hero for many different reasons. That level of sustained dominance to me is something you cannot, it can't be going on and you don't watch it.
I guess what I'm saying is with Tiger being, you know, right there with Jack, with the greatest to ever play. And if he comes back and plays, he, to me, would have to be dead and gone for me not to have my interest peaked with Tiger just being in the field.
Sure.
And whatever happens, happens. He might not be able to scratch the surface or come back from this latest injury to actually make another run at the Masters, but just playing. This just got me at the press conference for the Genesis yesterday.
All right, final thing with you in regards to your recovery. Mm-hmm. Is the Masters off the table for you?
No.
No. Just that. Amazing, right? I do have a problem with the nitwits that were there. So that's what he said about the Masters, the sheepish, coy response. Like, no, not off the table. I could be there. Where's the follow up to that?
Yeah.
Like, so this is what immediately came after that.
All right. Time for just a few more before we wrap up. We'll go to Brentley right in the middle here.
Yeah. Tiger over here. Yes. Piggybacking off of Todd's question. Many kind of wonder if the West Coast events are better served.
Oh, shut up about the West Coast events. How about, you said you might play in the Masters, Tiger? Are you planning on possibly trying to play all the majors this year? You're getting back to that limited schedule. Please tell us more about your rehab.
We got to go back.
That's it.
We got to go back to school. Some statements, some clips require the follow-up.
Teddy,
this was
jail.
One of them.
Jail. Death sentence to everyone that was in that room that didn't continue to pepper questions about Tiger playing in the Masters and getting back from the injury. Ridiculous. All right, a food debate that got so heated it wound up in court, and I'm here for that. Tell you about that next. Joshua Perry is in. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane and causing some holdup on southbound 315 at Kinnear Road. This report is sponsored by Aleve. Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches and pains hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's men's hockey quarterfinals of the Winter Olympics in Italy. Early third period, Team USA, a 1-0 lead over Sweden. Dylan Larkin has the one goal that has occurred in the game. Earlier today, Team Canada needed overtime to beat Chechnya 4-3. Mitch Marner netted the game winner there. From college football, Northern Illinois today naming former Ohio State safety Rob Harley as their interim coach, replacing Thomas Hammack, who left for an assistant's job with Seattle in the NFL. Harley played at Ohio State from 2001 to 2005 and is the great-nephew of Ohio State legend Chick Harley. The Ohio State women's basketball team in Minnesota tonight. 8 p.m. coverage here on The Fan. Amongst the top 25 men's games, number 4 Arizona hosts number 23 BYU and 5th-ranked UConn at home with Creighton. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted the best credit union for the past 8 years. Years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio Sports Destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry is here with us. Buckeye basketball coming up with a huge win yesterday. Their first marquee win of the basketball season, because Joshua, tired of waiting and hanging on that Northwestern road win to be quad one or not? What the hell is going on? I know true road matters, but Northwestern is an under 500 bad team near the bottom of the Big Ten. Yeah. Let's stop thinking about that one. Stop worrying about that one. You got the Wisconsin win. You're at 17-9, 3 games over .500 in Big Ten play. That's okay right now. I'm not acting like we're done. I still don't think that we get off of being a bubble team.
Right. I agree with that.
But if you win 2 of the 3 big games where you got Michigan State road, Iowa road, Purdue at home, if you get 2 of those 3, I feel a lot better about things, about maybe getting off of the Dayton line. If you get 1 of those 3 and still win the rest and get one in the Big Ten, I think you probably squeak in. But look, I don't want to leave it up to chance. Well, let's get some work done with the momentum right now.
I feel like as a fan, I would feel much better about their chances to win a game or two in the tournament if they're able to pull off 2 out of the 3 big wins that you were saying. Now, what do you think the actual likelihood of them pulling that
off? Of them
off
winning
would be.
2 of the 3?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you're I like, oh, you know, they
because
win
2 of the 3 on the road.
Yeah, like, what's the actual likelihood of that?
30%?
Yeah, I mean,
25%?
25%.
Right. There's some things that make me feel a lot better from last night. I'm not going to let it change the complexion with just one win for where they can go now. I am a big believer in momentum, though, and how it's never too late. It's never too late to get this thing going. You love Bruce Thornton, right? I mean, yeah. I'm not, you know, telling you anything new right there, and everything that he's doing right now, and go back to what we were talking about earlier in the show. I know for me, I'm not going to forget that guy no matter what happens. And if anything, he would be like the beacon of a dark period of time.
Sure.
And it sort of reminded us, and he could be the sort of that symbol. So I'm talking like it's Batman or something.
Yeah,
now.
I mean,
he could be that symbol of how we've got to get this thing back as a program and playing in games that matter, making runs in the tournament. We can't go 2013 and now it's 2026. And I'm not saying we're going to the Sweet 16. We're probably not going to the Sweet 16. It could never be 13 years in between a Sweet 16 run ever again. Like that can't be a thing. I'll always remember Bruce as far as legacy and how he's getting up there and could be the all-time leading scorer. It hurts that he hasn't played in tournaments yet.
Yeah.
But let's not kill it until this thing is done this season. They still have a shot.
I mean, I think in terms of the legacy conversation, you kind of alluded to this earlier on the show when we talked about it, but the idea in this day and age as well of being a guy who's like, this is where I want to be. You know, I've made a commitment. I'm going to stick to it. And not,
he's making some cash, for,
yeah,
no doubt.
Which is fine.
It's not crazy. It couldn't be anything crazy.
I also
like
think a lot of
programs.
Guys would have been like, yeah, I could go get similar cash and play for a team that's actually got a shot to make a run in the tournament. He's here. And I think in this day and age, it says a lot about the character of the athlete to say, like, no, I'm in the place that I need to be in. I'm in the place that I want to be in. And regardless of the circumstances and the belief and can we do it, can we not do it? Like, I'm just going to stick it out because that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, it's I feel great about him and everything that he's done and how he affects the game on both ends of the floor. And he's often the best rebounder on this team, yeah, as he was last night. He had, you know, a slow first half, and thankful for Devin Royal, who, you know, hearing reports that he got back from that Virginia game and it was right back to the gym and knew that wasn't good enough, probably looked in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a couple. It wasn't even just the lack of shooting from Devin Royal in that Virginia game. It was a couple of the plays that I saw where you didn't see the hustle, like in the intent was
right
there.
Right.
And he owned up to that. So that was great. And the response was there from a team, and you saw start to finish, they controlled it.
Yeah.
And I don't care if that's not the typical Wisconsin team. They had an off night. That's basketball. That's life.
I mean, and Ohio State's not playing with the full deck either.
They've had plenty of off
perfectly
nights, right?
Clear
like,
about
yeah,
that.
Ohio
so,
State has had a lot of
yeah,
off
you take
second halves.
The way that you can get them. Like, let's be perfectly clear about that. I agree.
And I just like how they showed that they could do that. Now, is that going to happen every single time out now? I'm not guaranteeing that.
Well, I don't know.
I feel a little bit better now.
That's the thing.
That this team can make a tournament run and that they're learning how to play. Taysen Chapman, I green light, buddy. Green right light. Like, when you get your shot, put that thing up. I've seen you score in the mid-range now. You can hit the three. I'd like to see you driving it to the 10 a little bit more if that's in your arsenal. But it doesn't look like Christoph Tilly is going to be the offensive guy that you were, you know, once looking for. So Royal, Bruce, Taysen Chapman, like, go.
Yeah.
Like, get it done where and when you can.
I think the hard part now is we saw it. Everybody saw that, and we know what they're capable of. We know that they can be better defensively, right? We know that when they're at the top of their game, they can play better defense than what we've seen in a lot of stretches this year. We know that they can have the efficiency from the field, right? When they get the opportunities, that they can score the basketball. And so now it's, can you find the consistency in that down the stretch of the season?
Game coming up against the Michigan State Spartans. So, I mean, how is that going to be easy? Going on the road to Tom Izzo and the Izzone. May ask Jake Diebler about the Izzone after the game, whether we win or lose, and see like if he responds like Mick Cronin.
You raising your voice
yesterday? Well, no, sir. No. I'm not doing that. Yes, you are. You're raising your voice at me right now.
You know you're on camera right now. Like, people can see you.
Oh, so I'm sorry. My career is over right now. Whatever am I going to do?
I think that's going to become a line for me now. Is, you know you're on camera. Like, people can see you.
I like the raising your voice better a little bit.
I don't know. Do you know you're on camera is insane. Like, it's he went to an insane place to get that.
We are always on camera now, I think, no matter where you are. So, Buckeyes, go get him. Michigan State, Iowa on the road, and then Purdue at home. An incredible three-game stretch coming up here. Where do you come down on a boneless chicken wing being like, and I've always thought it is a fancy dressed-up chicken nugget.
Yes.
A boneless chicken wing, to me, It's a bougie chicken nugget.
It's a nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You sauce it up. I mean, it's what we got. Wendy's has it the right way. They're saucy nugs.
Sure.
Saucy nuggets. Well, this is what's happening. This is from NBC News. No bones about it. Judge allows Buffalo Wild Wings, great Columbus brand, to keep boneless chicken on the menu. U.S. District Judge John Tharp said in his ruling that the plaintiff didn't drum up enough evidence in his lawsuit against the franchise. The fact that this made it to a U.S. district judge in Illinois, and he issued a 10-page ruling on this and said the sports bar franchise can continue to call the popular menu item boneless wings, even though they are essentially chicken nuggets.
I think it's the wrong ruling.
Yeah. A wing lover by the name of Ayman Halim filed the lawsuit in 2023 claiming violations of the Illinois Consumer Fraud Act.
Oh, yeah.
Over Wild Wings, B-Dubs calling them boneless wings instead of chicken nuggets. Tharp decided Tuesday that there wasn't enough meat on the bones of the argument. Oh, the puns in this article.
Couldn't drum up enough. Yeah.
Couldn't drum it up.
All right. Here we go.
Anyway. It's not saucy enough.
Yeah, I will eat a nugget, right? Like tonight, I'm probably going to eat chicken nuggets.
What kind?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Yes.
Just doing a Chick-fil-A night?
So here's the interesting thing about Chick-fil-A, by the way.
Tough call to go with the nugs over the sandwich there.
Well, you know they use peanut oil there.
I didn't actually.
It's 100% refined. There's no peanut protein in it. So it's
you're completely
safe.
Good.
For a guy like me, a little fun fact. But
they do that next to the oil refinery.
Well,
it's the peanut oil refinery.
You know, could get some toxins in there. It is what it is. I'm going to eat nuggets. I will never eat a boneless wing.
I'm with you.
Right? So
I'm with you.
I mean, they're essentially the same thing. I refuse to eat a boneless wing.
I've had a boneless wing before. If someone in the crew is ordering boneless wings, Jack will usually get the boneless wings. So my son's got them there. And if he's got 10 and he ate 8 of them, I will easily get rid of the final 2. I will scarf those down no matter what it was. I heard Tyvus this morning. His normal order would be boneless wings and he's going honey barbecue.
You know, Tyvus.
Honey barbecue. Tyvus, okay, it's a fine flavor. But if you're going to Roosters,
listen,
you have so many better options than that. Even like a spicy Korean is a fun one there. And the
Carolina
the meat
Gold.
You get on the bone in. Oh, yeah. Man, they're the best. They're gargantuan.
Tyvus's issue is he is a pencil neck defensive back. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty like guys who had to mix it up in the trenches. So
right.
He's not dealing with the bone. He's not. And that's unfortunate for him.
I just appreciate that someone out there was trying, you know, like get them to change their men. It's like, yeah, we get it. They are kind of like nuggets, but they can still call them boneless wings. They're able to do that, but good try. And it was 3 years in the courts, so good time wasted by everybody. A wild idea was brought up that would really shake up the future of college football. I'll tell you what that is next. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 35-minute delay due to a crash that's in the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. It's going to be stop and go from US 33. And there's a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are on YouTube, along with those fake YouTube ads like Chew This Gum and It Grows New Teeth. Experience the splendor of Bo sitting in his closet, Timmy Hall's gaudy gold chains, and Matty Ice wearing a coat in 90-degree weather. It's all there. Head to YouTube and subscribe today.
Sex, intimacy.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now we start clear overnight and then could add a little bit of fog into the Thursday morning rush hour across central Ohio. Mild overnight lows at 46. Warm again on Thursday. My forecast high 63. It'll be dry the first half of the day. Then we could add a 50% chance of rain, even a couple of thunderstorms second half of the day. And some of those storms could rumble through late with some strong winds. On Friday, looking good. Sunny skies, breezy, and 58. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Coming up here at 5:30, it is name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. Get you set up for the Jackets and their late season push. Back on the ice practicing here. So I got the plug sheet from Fishy right here. This is everything coming up on the station tomorrow. Starts off with T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 to 9 a.m. Speaking of the Jackets, look who they have in studio. The coach, man. Bones is going to be here. Rick Bonus will be in studio at 7:30. Definitely do not miss that with our guys tomorrow morning. Bishop and Friends from 9 to noon. Paul Feinbaum at 10:30. So a lot of college football goodness. And this show, Teddy, has the two hot... Has the Too Hot Thursday stuff coming along?
I get a few things already, yeah. So we're in good shape.
We're going to start with T-Bone and Tyvus?
That's to be determined. You just never know what I'm going to start with.
I do know what you're going to start with. You excited about Tiger potentially coming back?
I am. I always love seeing him out there. I mean, I was always just, you know, my generation of being like a Jack kind of guy and him being an Ohio guy. But I love watching Tiger play and have him chase Jack's record. That was always fantastic. And it was a shame that the injuries derailed him trying to, you know, catch Jack.
But I think it's like it's adjusting what our expectations for him will be. I will be happy to just have Tiger out there. Like what Neil Shipley, did you see this story, Joshua? Mm-hmm. Neil Shipley, who is a fun dude, first and foremost, Ohio State golfer, that he just had the ace at TGL. He had like the first hole-in-one in the simulator league thing that they're doing on Tuesdays in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
So he was on one of the teams there and had the first hole-in-one. He was an Ohio State golfer, and he qualified for the Masters and the U.S. Open in the same year, and he got to play his final round at Augusta with Tiger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so they were, and Tiger was chatty and the cameras were on them and it was just this cool thing. And that I think is just, not that we want Tiger to be finishing in last place and be cool with that, but if that's what he has to give, if that's what it's going to be, would you rather have him enter the tournament and then bow out? Because a lot of guys would do this in their twilight and you just know, you understood. Jack Nicklaus was playing in a lot of Masters when he had no chance to win. Right. And everybody knew that. Like, he won that last one in 86, but I can still remember him sharing around with Tiger Woods.
Yeah, if he made
the passing of the torch.
If he made the cut, you were like, all right, yeah, Jack made the cut. That was like a big thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't appreciate that, but we as fans thought that was a cool thing, and that'd be good for Tiger. We'd all be pulling, hey, will he make the cut? And that's what a lot of people probably be betting on that as well, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, what do you think, like, these guys think in their own minds? Like, can you tell yourself, like, Tiger being maybe the best to ever pick up the sticks, could he tell himself, I know for a fact I'm not close to the best guy out here, but I'll still do it? Because he would say that he wouldn't, you know? He would say that I would only play if I know I can win. But I think all of us are like, but you probably can't, you know? Yeah. We've said that before about him, and then he came back and did take another green jacket.
I think there's part of these guys that are wired to be like, oh yeah, I can go out there and I can do it, whether it's true or not. I think there's also this idea of I don't want it to be done because I love the competition so much. It's like the one thing that I enjoyed about selling real estate was it was a competitive industry, and then getting into media, it's competitive. So I feel like I scratched that itch. If I had to do something for work that I felt was uncompetitive, I don't think it would be as fun. And so I think for a guy like Tiger, half the battle is like, I need to do something that creates a competitive edge in me.
Yeah.
Whether I can actually win it or not. I just want to compete.
I respect that. I also respect the ability to be upfront with what it is.
Yeah.
You know? I don't think it makes you any lesser of a man or a woman or a lesser of an athlete. If you know in your heart, like I can't win, but I've earned through what I've done through my career. I've make the exemptions. I earn the right to take a spot. And I hate that. Oh, you're keeping a spot from somebody else.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
That's Tiger Woods.
Right.
I mean, you could take 10 spots.
100%.
You can be there. You move the needle. You move the needle more than anybody in the history of the sport. And it spans sports too. Like the interest level that you created for the game of golf. So I wanted to hit on this college football story here. I saw this clip from Dan Wetzel. He was on Reese Davis's pod, and this just goes counter to everything that we have always sort of banged our hands on the table and said about Notre Dame,
sure,
about the Fighting Irish, and the fact that, you know, shame on them for flying their independence flag when they've had their opportunities, they've had their chances to be a part of this. And I'll just play this short thing in what Dan Wetzel was saying about what he could possibly envision some of the few and the proud at the top of the Big Ten Conference could potentially do as far as breaking away and then having just fewer but far better games that they keep all for themselves.
I've heard estimates that Ohio State-Michigan game alone is worth $200 million in terms of media rights, sponsorship, all the stuff. That's $100 million for each school. That's more than they make in the entire Big Ten. The Big Ten pays them like $78 million. If you had this one game as independence or in a little group, and then we throw in the Ohio State-Penn State game and the Michigan-Penn State game, and maybe we add a couple of these others, and then you take all your other, you go play in the MAC for your other leagues or go, whatever you want to schedule out.
It's an interesting theory. Like I saw that, I was scrolling and it caught me, and I listened to this. I'm thinking, huh? Okay. So you bring Notre Dame to that party for sure. Like, yeah, you would want to get them involved.
Absolutely.
Take an Oregon, take a USC, take the big ones. And then I would have never thought anything like that up until now, but we're getting to a point in this timeline where things are so crazy and you're looking for your opportunity to maximize,
right,
and to really just stay alive, because I don't know how many of the, you take what's in FBS right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of them can even survive. Like, we heard Ted Carter, OSU's president this week, saying it's not sustainable. Like, will have to change in a few years' time, or programs will die off.
I think about this often, and part of it is the relationship that NBC has with Notre Dame. And I think a lot of people who are like anti Notre Dame because they're independent, it's for one of two reasons. It's the first reason is they couldn't survive on their own. Mm. They couldn't survive being an independent. Notre Dame is one of those brands like Ohio State, like Michigan, like Penn State that can actually thrive. I think the other part of it is, like, if you're Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, you're Oregon, you're USC, you understand that you could go out there and you can do that. But you have been a part in, not Penn State for as long, but you've been a part of this conference for forever. And it is one of the biggest brands in the world, the Big Ten as a conference. You can't actually leave. Like, that's part, the other part of the angst around, like, Notre Dame's independence. You can't actually leave. But I think if we're looking at a changing landscape and we're looking at realignment and all the different things that have happened, I don't know why it wouldn't at least be a conversation.
Right. The cost must be huge.
I'm sure
to leave, like, the exit fee.
I'm sure it would be. But if you're saying that you could make $100 million a piece off of one game, sure you could find the funds if you really wanted to do it.
And we have already heard little tea leaves. Carter's been one of them. Other presidents or athletic directors speak up, and you already have seen this in the ACC with a couple of their bigger schools who have then had awful seasons, right? But they're saying, whoa, 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 like, we're the brands.
Right.
We're the ones that keeps us afloat. I'm tired of hearing Mike Locksley, you know, spout off about how we need to have this, like, on an even playing field.
Yeah.
Rutgers can barely stay afloat. Some of that makes sense. Like, I don't know how that looks in the end.
The one thing I would
just
push
hearing
for
that though
is if we want to make sure that we can keep the Big Ten what it is, do what they're doing in the ACC. The teams keep all of their playoff money to themselves.
Absolutely.
And you have an uneven revenue share based off of which brands are biggest. Like, there's no, to me, Purdue doesn't need to get what Ohio State's getting right now because they're not doing what Ohio State's
doing. I'd rather have the strength in the teams that need to be strong.
Right. And like, you know? Indiana, you had two great seasons. You earn more money because you had those seasons.
Yes.
And Purdue, if you ever have that, you can earn more too.
Yes. Feed it back into your program.
Right.
Feed it back into your program and then maybe you can stay up at the top.
But we'll reward you when you get good, but you can't just get it right now.
I totally agree. One, our man Jeff Rimmer is here to set the table for the Jackets' late season push, and he'll do a little name dropping in 2 minutes. Joshua Perry is here. It's Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Expect some holdup due to an accident that's on Gender Road at Abbey Trails Drive. We also have another delay due to a crash that's on the left shoulder of westbound 270 on the north outer belt after 315. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. Score major deals on top brands at Mattress Firm's President's Day sale. Find your dream mattress today. Their sleep experts are highly trained to find the right one to fit your unique needs. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Our guy Jeff Rimmer is getting excited for some more Jackets hockey. I think he's getting excited for some Olympic hockey as well. USA and Sweden, I think we're heading to overtime right now. You're locked into this, right, Jeff? I know you got to be pulled away for the segment here, but this is some good stuff.
This is the third straight game in these Olympic quarterfinals that is going to sudden death overtime. Now, it was Zibanejad on a tip from a shot from the point with a little over a minute left that gave Sweden the 1-1 tie with the goaltender Markstrom pulled. Earlier, Finland came from a late third period deficit to win in overtime. They were down 2-0. And of course, Canada, I thought for sure Canada was going to come up on the short end of their game with Czechoslovakia. They twice came from behind and then won it in overtime. And I want to point out right now, a former Blue Jacket, Lukas Sedlak, may have been the best Czech player on the ice this afternoon. He was dominant in the faceoff circle. They won, the Czechs, something like 70% of the faceoff. And it was Sedlak who was there right through. But right now, we are moments away from overtime in Cortina between Sweden and our Team USA. And it's sudden death, 10 minutes, 3-on-3 hockey. And if they're still tied, gentlemen, they'll go to a shootout, 5 shooters each. And depending on who you want to shoot, the coach has the ability to go to one guy for the 5 straight shots. How about that?
Really compelling stuff. Really compelling stuff. And I know you've loved watching it. I also liked how you refer to them as Czechoslovakia, which I believe the dissolution date was back in 1993 for that country. So
he's been known to be a little bit late on things.
That was outstanding. But Jeff, I know you love seeing the NHL players back here and seeing it when they're not a part of it and now getting it here in 2026. What does this do for you? Like, you just talking about the dramatic games just here today and how cool it's been to see.
All right. First, you had to correct me. It is Czechia, but I'm too excited here to really get too involved, Timmy. Let me just say that off the top. And secondly, I don't care what you would say here in response. And I love football, and I love Major League Baseball. I particularly love college football, but there's nothing better than hockey. The Stanley Cup playoffs and the Olympic hockey, set all sports aside. And you can disagree, but I tell you, this is outstanding. And having the NHL players back in the Olympics is even more exciting. Certainly for them, they've waited. It was part of the new collective bargaining agreement, and I'm certainly glad they're back.
All right, Rimmer, I wanted to ask you this, stepping away from hockey for just a sec. Have you consumed any other Olympic events, and what have you enjoyed the most?
Boy, I really enjoyed the figure skating. I watched that from start to finish, and we're not finished there yet. I've also enjoyed the skiing. I would have loved to have seen Lindsey Vonn continue to compete and not have that horrible crash that has certainly cost her any idea of a future in skiing. But boy, my heart goes out to her, and I will be praying for her every day for complete recovery.
Jeff, let's talk about some jackets, and they're back on the practice ice today. We're just mentioning how Rick Bowness is going to be here in studio tomorrow at 7:30 in the morning, talking with our friends from T-Bone and Tyvus. What do you think it's going to take for them to try to quickly lock back in? Because you start with a road game against Boston. That's going to be tough. But the hot streak that you had, can you find a way to manufacture that up again, or do you just have to organically find a new way?
Timmy, where's your support? Where's your faith? They're going to be fine. Going into Boston,
what'd I say?
The Bruins have got some Olympians. Obviously, McAvoy and Pasternak are their two key guys. They will walk in for the first game post-Olympics, and not only that game, but then come home to play the New York Islanders. You asked the question, how quick can they get back in? They can get right back in both the hunt for third place, if not second, in the Metropolitan, as well as a wild card spot. It's there for them. And 100%, you know they're going to put their best effort up.
That was Teddy's fault, not mine, just so you know.
Oh, Teddy. Oh, rascally over there. All right, Rimmer, in addition to trying to pick up this momentum, the NHL trade deadline is on March 6th. And so you're looking at a team here that has decisions to make. Do you stand pat? Do you think you want to add before the deadline? What do you think their approach is going to be as they evaluate the roster?
Well, they're going to evaluate it here depending on what happens in these next few games before March 6th and the trading deadline. I don't think they're really at this point. They're hoping that, as I said, they can start here right out of the gate with the games late next week and get even closer, and then they become a buyer. But I'm not even thinking of the alternate. They're going to be a buyer, and if they can improve the team, you know that Don Waddell will do just that.
Jeff Rimmer is with us here. It's name dropping. Jeff, first, you want to talk about your friends?
Always willing, Timmy, to talk about the good folks at Byers. Byers Imports by the airport. They're there on Hamilton Road with the weather warming up this week. I can't think of a better time to head out to Byers Imports on Hamilton Road by the airport. It's always better to buy at Byers, and they have some great deals going right now on Porsches, Audi, Subaru, the Polestar, and the Volkswagen, both new and pre-owned, ready for immediate delivery. All models, all colors, all options. Head to Byers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road. And remember, it's always better to buy at Byers.
I know with all the Olympic hockey you've been watching, you got some good names to drop or guys you've been thinking about.
I am not dropping any names today. I'm too wrapped up. I'll give you Zach Werenski as a name. He has been phenomenal. I'll tell you what, I'm a little biased, obviously, towards Zach, but he's an incredible player. His season this year, even better than last year when he started getting recognition. But I'd love to see him on that first power play. And I'd also, nice attempt there that Markstrom's able to rob Quinn Hughes, who was right there in front of the net. Anyway, back to Zach Werenski. Yeah, Quinn Hughes is a great player. We just saw his backhand attempt. They also have McAvoy. But you know what? In the same breath, you better mention Zach Werenski. And again, I'd love to see him get some power play time on the first unit. He's on the second unit. He deserves to be there on that first unit, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, Z has been phenomenal. What type of finish to the regular season do you see him having? I mean, is this going to take anything out of him? I think a lot of people have brought that up. You've mainly been concerned about the injury concern, but exhaustion possibly from being out there. I'm not all that concerned about it. I think these guys are jacked up that are out here in the Olympics and are fired up for it. What say you?
he'll be fine. He's going to pick up exactly where he left off. And quite frankly, he's played at that same level here in the Olympics for Team USA. I don't expect a fall off. If anything, I wouldn't be surprised to see him even put it up another gear. And why not?
They got it, Jeff. They win.
I'm behind here as I watch. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Well, down here in Florida, we don't have that quick cable, I guess, that you guys are fortunate to have. As Quinn
you're way behind. I waited like 20 seconds after I saw it to say anything.
Hey, I'm watching it live on my cable, so credit to Columbus. Columbus deserves to be first on everything, and there it is, Team USA advancing. They will play Slovakia after allowing Sweden off the mat to tie it in the final seconds of regulation. But now it will be Slovakia, Team USA, Finland, and Canada in the semifinals on Friday. And I'm going to get my wish, folks. It will be Canada and Team USA Sunday morning in the gold medal final.
I'm sorry I did that to you, Jeff. I scooped the Team USA victory there in overtime. Do you have anything you would like to congratulate Joshua Perry on? He had a baby boy about a year and a half ago. Like anything else?
Well, it's only been a year and a half. Congratulations, Josh.
Thank you.
All the best.
You know what? Congratulations on your job broadcasting the Blue Jackets as well. You know, I just wanted to make sure I said that.
Well, thank you. What's the name of the child? Let's not stop there.
Well, I've got two now, as a matter of fact. James is
congratulated for a second child.
Getting
too,
ready to,
Jeff,
to turn two next month, James. And then we've got baby Charlotte, who's about 6 months old now.
Perfect family. Have you got a dog?
No, we don't. We're not getting one.
We already talked about the dogs, Jeff. I got a dog crapping all over the place in my yard. I don't know who's doing it either. What do I do about that?
Well, get a German Shepherd, and you won't have to worry about anything on your lawn anymore.
Just get a German Shepherd and like have him attack the other dog? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, I'm not saying have him attack, but dogs will think twice before going on the property. What a goal.
Yeah, what a goal, Quinn Hughes. What if it is a German Shepherd that's doing all the crapping? Then what?
I doubt it. I doubt that. They're too smart.
Jeff, always appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next week, okay?
Look forward to it.
Yep, awesome stuff. I wonder if Common Man isn't going to be in Italy anymore on Sunday.
Oh.
So he wouldn't even be able to change the itinerary enough to say, oopsie, maybe I shouldn't have just done figure skating and short track. Maybe we should have added hockey to the mix there. Really, really fun tournament right now.
Oh, 100%.
With the Olympic hockey. Really fun tournament. All right, back page is coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic that's causing about a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue, and expect some holdup due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on westbound 670 at 315. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Guest Hotline is sponsored by Airflow Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
All right, Beamer is here from the Buckeye Show. Just called my jacket that I'm wearing. I've got the official Top Gun bomber jacket. Said it's completely ridiculous.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, somebody's got to buy them. I mean, they got the website out there. They must want you to wear them. I had a guy at the AT&T store try to thank me for my service.
Oh, no. Stolen valor.
What did you say? Trust me when I stepped in and corrected him. I was I'm not a maniac. I'm not going to sit there and take credit for being a real pilot under false pretenses. Jeez. So I said, no, just a big fan.
Was he disappointed in your answer?
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
He had a smile because he knew he was making a sale, but I'm sure he was. I was wondering with President Ted Carter in studio here, we did his interview with Dom. Mm-hmm. I wonder what he would have thought if he caught a glimpse of this jacket.
Would have probably punched you right in the face.
I'm going to go the other direction. I don't think he would have thought twice about it.
Yeah, I agree, actually, with that wholeheartedly. He would have walked past you and said, who is that guy?
What's up with the guy?
Yeah. He's the idiot in the Top Gun jacket. He's got the cream colored, the neck guard and everything. It's all going. So what's going on, Beam? Pretty big stuff for Buckeye basketball last night. Got to keep this thing rolling. Hopefully three big games right in front of them now.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you think about Sunday, you had Mick Cronin crash out last night in East Lansing. So we'll see what happens for that matinee kind of primetime game coming up against Sparty. Huge one next week against Purdue at home. And then you get Iowa at Iowa, Carver Hawkeye Arena, never an easy place to go. So this team has yet to have a losing streak on the year, which is just very wild to comprehend how up and down that they've been. But I thought, and I don't know how you guys feel, I thought it was probably the most comprehensive total performance out of this team last night. Defensively, well connected.
Yeah.
Offensively, Bruce and Devin doing their thing. It was great to see Devin Royal bounce back from the bad performance against Virginia. But overall, as a team, I thought that they were really, really solid last night.
They never let him make the run.
No. Mm-mm. No.
That was what it was all about, is you thought that they would, and they just kept their pedal to the metal, never let Wisconsin get back into the game. Wisconsin wasn't their normal self. That's not Ohio State's fault. Their job is to go out there and make them pay. And they did. A 17-point win with what the Badgers had done in the last several games. Yeah. A really good win for them.
Do we see it again, though? That's the question now that we've seen it once that I would ask is, can you find the consistency in that type of performance where you're efficient offensively, you play well defensively?
I didn't have us pick to win last night. So
I ain't either.
Them doing that was a very pleasant surprise. And again, do they get two of these three? And what's your confidence meter in them getting two of these three?
So I was just talking to Nicole Sharon and Adam King, and you know, Reimer and I, we went over and did a segment with those guys. And if you get this one on the road in Sparty Land this weekend, I think all of a sudden now, with as well as they're playing, they're trying to peak towards the end of the year. You're starting to see more bench production with this team. I think this is a huge leaping off point, because if you win that game, you've won now two top 25 games in a row. I think it gives you a huge springboard towards the end of the season. But yeah, you win two out of three of these games, like, you're walking on clouds, I think.
Beamer, I wanted to bring this up to you. Teddy and I and Joshua were talking about it a couple of segments ago with the news that Tiger just dropped. And this was only 6 seconds, but I know it would get you going just to hear him say one word.
Final thing with you in regards to your recovery. Is the Masters off the table for you?
No.
Just real simple. And then the idiots in the press conference didn't ask any follow-ups the whole rest of the way. But Tiger put that out there. And what we were talking about is, we know, like, everything with the injuries, this is one of your favorite athletes of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And just to have him back, even if we know he can't win. You accept that and just let him be the ambassador in his sort of next phase, golden era of the game. What do you say? Just to have Tiger being back, if he can even muster up to play in the four majors.
Yeah, again. I mean, it's going to be great to see him, you know, back on TV and playing. And I think we can look at this from two different perspectives. You can look at it as the fan perspective, being like his golden moment was in 2019 when he came back and he won at the Masters again.
All-time greatest sports moment for you, right?
Yeah, it's way up the list. Yeah. I mean, it was incredible, the achievement that he unlocked on that Sunday. But I think you can look at it from that perspective, that you'll be excited to watch him compete again, not really having any expectations. But Joshua, you know that Tiger Woods is one of the most competitive mm-hmm. people on planet Earth. So there's, in his mind, when he's going out there to play, he is expecting to compete and win. And again, as fans, like, we take a step back, just appreciate him being out there. But he's not teeing it up if he doesn't think that he can win at Augusta National. He doesn't tee it up if he doesn't think that he can win a U.S. Open. Like, he's not getting in these events just because. Like, he really thinks he can win these things. So, yeah, I think two totally different perspectives of him coming back onto the golf course.
Time for the back page here.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Have either of you guys heard of the McDonald's Big Arch Burger? This has been something that's been an international item.
Arch Manning?
there's a thing there, right? It's a big burger, too. You could make a thing in Texas and put his branding around that. It's lettuce, onion, pickles, cheese, two gigantic beef patties. And there's some, I know they're leaving out some kind of sauce that's on this thing, too. But it's become a thing overseas. Three slices of white cheddar cheese.
Yeah, it's got like poppy seeds and
slivered
sesame.
Onion. Yeah, slivered onions, lettuce, pickles, poppy, and sesame seed bun.
Oh,
you're right.
You go. Come on now.
It is nearly twice the calories of a Big Mac.
Why not make it four times the calories?
Why didn't this start in America? My question.
I don't know.
Where did it start?
This is what a lot of people have said. I think it's been big in England, I think.
I didn't know they ate
overseas.
Like that over there.
So,
yeah, we got them beat in that category.
It's telling me the sandwich alone could cost around $10. A $10 McDonald's hamburger. Hopefully we can get some app deals or something with that.
You love your app deals.
Oh, the app deals are king.
He's a bit of a bargain hound.
Yeah, he is. Oh, man. This is what I've learned from being around you.
You got to find a way to get like those 2005 prices somehow. Use that app and you can get the deals done.
Unctivities. That's an unctivity.
A nice unctivity for you. Pat Murphy's on the show.
Pat Murphy's
talking about this big win.
Yes. So we'll talk some hoops at the very beginning. Austin Ward, he will join us around 6:18. And I didn't have a chance to talk to an Ohio State assistant last night during the postgame show. We were going to have assistant coach Brian Walsh on. His phone was dead. He texted me right after we signed off. I was able to grab him last evening, and we're going to hear from assistant coach for Ohio State basketball, Brian Walsh, coming up here at 6:30 this
evening. Brian Walsh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Beamer. We'll see you shortly here. Common Man and Timmy, brought to you by our friends at the Hinderer Motor Company. Joshua, thanks a lot. We will be back here for a Too Hot Thursday tomorrow at 3:00. Buckeye Show is next on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 20-minute holdup due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on eastbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. And you're looking at a couple-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from 161 to Westerville. This report is sponsored by Fusion, where it's lobster season. Hey, Columbus, it's lobster season at Fusion. For a limited time, dive into their fresh, crave-worthy, fan-loving lobster sushi roll. Loaded, buttery, and bursting with flavor. But hurry, it won't be around long. Roll into Fusion today and treat yourself before it's gone. Check them out at Fusion.com. That's F-U-S-I-A-N. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Coaches are always looking for extra motivation. Whether it's 86-year-old Lou Holtz, whether it's playing Creed before the game to galvanize the team.
Yeah.
And I suggested to Ryan Day that Shinedown Well, first one with fuel. We toss that out.
Yeah, it's a little tough.
Godsmack, fine.
I like Godsmack. A little heavy.
No, that's fine. It's more Boston-y. The Patriots can use Godsmack.
Okay. Can you just think because Sully Erna is from Boston, right?
Well, have you ever heard him talk? He sounds like Tom Menino. Hey, I'm going to play some music now, John. Go, Pats. Go, John.
I'm trying to think of the... Oh, yeah. I'm not the one who's too far away, John. You know what I mean?
Right.
Snake bite in his veins. You know what I'm talking about?
It's bad religion from a broken nation, John. Shine down. Look, Ryan Day standing in front of the team. They're getting ready to play Michigan. He gives his big, fiery, bearded speech, as he always gives.
Yeah.
The world's against us, right? Ohio against the world. Maserati's sitting there with his mouth open, ready to go.
Stop calling him Maserati Marv. It bugs me. We got to stop this. I don't like it.
Jagbag Kyle McCord's sitting there, too. Ryan Day finishes the speech. And then, yeah! All right, Spotify's going to kick us off. We can't play more of the song.
I know. They just run out of the tunnel. It's great. Yeah, I know. That's what we need, though. We need that.
Shine Down.
Shine Down. That's your band. Ohio State, now you know.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.